BBC 97.3.
Ian Lee's Good Evening. Good Evening.
Aruga.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. I've got one too.
The Pawn.
Yes. Is it Tuesday? I've got no idea what day it is today. I was thinking it was Monday all day. That's just nuts. So there we go. Good lad. Right. 0845 6060973 is the telephone number. There's a posh pen here. I'm guessing Paul Ross has left that. Well, Paul Ross has lost it. You snooze, Ross. You lose, Ross. That's the philosophy of this show. And, heaven help anybody who doesn't adhere to that. Isn't the weather fantastic? I drove in today at 5:30. It was dusk. It was dusk at 5:30. That's proper winter.
What's dusk?
From dusk till dawn, isn't it? Light, dark. It's dark.
Mid-dark.
It's mid-dark. It was mid-dark at 5:30 this evening. That idiot voice you can hear there is my producer. His name is Agent Chris. Good evening.
Yes.
The bearded fool over there, it's Lady Alex.
Hey.
Yay. So, 0845 6060973 is a telephone number. You want to go to the... So, you can talk about pretty much anything you want to talk about this evening. It's kind of not a free-for-all, because that would be lazy. Who would do a show on a Tuesday where anything goes? Not me. So, we have got stuff to talk about. Did I hear in the news that there is... Chris, there's a call from Antigua. I'd take that, first of all. Forget Gary and Catford and Craig. I go to Antigua. They're a fake... do we still use the... Is the word Johnny's rude still? Johnny's? Can we say that? I don't think it has any meaning at all now. Kids don't know what they mean. There are fake condoms. What? Now, yes, I can understand faking copies of... I don't know, some of the hit action movies that are out at the moment. Die Hard 2. I can't think of any films. What films are big at the moment? Apocalypse Now? Is that a big one? Herbie Goes Bananas. I can imagine. See the reason for doing fake copies of those and selling them at car boot sales. Big cash. Everybody wants Ghostbusters 2 on hooky DVD, don't they? Big cash. Yes, copying the latest chart albums from the likes of Madonna, the Baron Knights, and whoever else happens to be big at the moment. Peter Andre. Yes, of course. Big bucks can be made from that. Even copying bags. Like the Pradas and the Louis Vuitton. It makes perfect sense. Big cash. Illegal, don't condone it, but makes perfect sense. But faking condoms, where is the... where's the criminal business sense in that? I would imagine that making a condom is very, very difficult. I have no idea how you'd go about moulding it. I don't know how you do it. I know how to make hooky DVDs and CDs. You download it off the internet, burn it, Bob's your uncle. Tuppence. Making a fake condom, it seems a little bit... and then selling them. I don't know where... I heard it on the news at 6. I don't know if they mentioned it at 7. I think, was it Kent... Not Kentish Town. Haringey. Somewhere. I don't know. Not Haringey. It's,
Hackney.
Was it Hackney?
I think so.
What's the place I'm thinking of, though? I'm not thinking of Hackney or Kentish Town. I used to sign on there. Where did I used to sign on? Famous for gun crime.
What letter does it begin with?
H or K. Famous, I used to sign on there. Not Kentish Town, I've just said Kentish Town.
Harlesden.
Harlesden, thank you, Alex. Oh, 5 points to Alex. It's, because we're doing a scorecard tonight. Alex, Chris, Alex has got 5 points, well done. Yeah, Harlesden, was it Harlesden? Or was it, anyway, so there's fake condoms around, and they don't protect you against the sex disease, is... And the babies. They do not protect you against that. But what? I don't know why. Can someone phone up? This isn't what the show's going to be about. In fact, we didn't even discuss we were going to talk about this. I just remembered that I heard it earlier. 0845 6060973. Where is the criminal business sense in faking condoms? Why? Why do it? Hey, it's Rav Wilding's birthday tomorrow, and tomorrow we're going to get him on the show. And we're going to get a criminal to phone up and sing happy birthday to him. It doesn't get any better than that.
Who?
Rav Wilding. I've got his number on my phone.
Now, go on.
The muscly fella.
From?
Crime Watch.
Oh.
He's going to be on the show, on the phone. And we want a known criminal to phone up and sing happy birthday to Rav. How perverse is that? So if you're a known criminal, or you know any, make sure they're listening to tomorrow's show. Anyway... 0845 6060973. So we're talking, well, apparently we're talking about fake condoms now. I don't quite know why that even popped into my head. We have other stuff to talk about, but the phones have gone mental already. So let's go to the first cab off the rank. It's Craig in the New Malden. Good evening, Craig.
Come back,
Ian. Come back,
you all right, mate?
I'm good. I'm feeling hot.
Hey.
Stop. Collaborate and listen. Craig is back with a brand new invention. Something. Got a hold of him tightly. Doing the dum-dum daily and nightly. Will it ever stop? No. I don't know the rest of the words.
That was pretty cool. Was that unrehearsed?
It was Vanilla Ice. I was practicing in the kitchen today, actually. But I got as far as then as I got now. Anyway, yes, Craig.
Excellent. Three quick things.
Three, okay.
I never phone with one, you know, mate.
No, yes.
Firstly, I had a topic for tonight.
Oh, whoa, hang on. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I've got 12 topics on my bit of paper.
Have you?
You think you've got one that's better than... Well, no, I've got... I tell you what I've got on my bit of paper. I've got 11 topics.
Right.
And the heading... Well, we were going to do this tonight, and I've forgotten. That everyone that called in was going to be called Steve Allen.
Right.
Is it worth us picking that up or not?
I think I can better it.
Go on.
About strange coincidences... But not these, oh, I went to Spain and I bumped into my next-door neighbour.
Okay.
But things that are real kind of spooky, as in, well, the chances of that are real amazing...
It sounds... Can I be honest with you, Craig?
Randabby doozy.
It sounds rubbish so far, but
right.
What I'm going to let you do is let you explain your one...
Right.
...and then we'll see whether we keep it or not.
Right, very quickly, do you remember I gave you a CD with that Japanese singer?
Yes, I do.
Akira Nakamori.
Yes.
Well, I was watching the old Grey Whistle Test in Japan years ago,
right.
And part of the background music was her singing this song, and I loved it. Went out to Japan, stayed with a pen pal, was in a record shop, and the music was playing in the background as I was in the shop. So I said to my friend, right, who's this singing? Because I really want this cassette, I really want the... So she told me, bought it, we got it home, she played it, and she said, oh no, this isn't the one I was thinking, this is something next. Went through all the tracks, and it was on there.
What was on there?
The one I wanted, which was...
Craig, that was a terrible story.
Oh,
I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be honest tonight. That was a terrible story.
Okay, can I go on to the next
one? And it's a terrible topic. Chris, you're the producer of the show. Chris, what do you think to the story and the topic?
Awful, Craig.
Okay, sorry, Craig. Sorry, Craig.
No.
Yeah, it hurts, doesn't it?
Okay, it does
hurt. So don't forget, three strikes. New rule tonight, three strikes and you're out. You've had one strike, Craig. You've got two more strikes.
Okay, one is quickly learning Japanese. You know the simple characters, is that hiragana or katakana?
Well, they're both kind of simple, but I'm learning the hiragana. The hiragana is the more useful.
Because there's a book, Japanese for Busy People.
I got it.
Have you?
That's the one I'm using, yeah.
You're not using?
No.
Isn't that the one that shows you
I am.
Little symbols for, like, care, and they show you how it looks like a keg, so you can visualise...
I haven't got that one.
...and know that...
But I've got Japanese for Busy People.
Well, it was in the one I had, I'm sure it was, and it showed you...
I haven't got that far, then.
It's like rat and cat, and it shows you, what? Like, rat, they turn it into a rabbit.
No, don't...
Looking, you know, rat for rabbit.
No, I haven't got that.
Oh, my... Is it that strike two?
You know it. One more strike, Craig, and you're out of here.
Well, thank goodness I'm only on the last one.
Yeah.
Recording. This thing I'm doing for my lipstick thing.
Yeah.
How do you record it without any hiss? Because I'm doing some recording, like, background music and...
Yeah.
I get, like, hiss at the background. And
this is Craig is entering the world of doing his own podcast, which I thoroughly... I do my own podcast, Shindigree. It's excellent. Well, it's not. It's rubbish. But on the back of that, lots and lots of the listeners have started doing their own podcast, and I thoroughly applaud this. I think it is a great way to go. So you've got a microphone plugged into the computer.
Yeah. I've got, like, noise removal, but that makes it all sound like underwater.
Check the recording level of the mic. Go into your options and your sound options and your input.
Do you want it high or low?
You want it about medium. So you want it until you don't get any hiss, so have it about medium.
And that will cut the hiss out?
Should do. It did with me, because I had mine really low, so I had to have every other level up really high to compensate, and that made it hiss.
Can you say what recording thing you use? Because I'm using Audacity.
I'm using Audacity, and I've got a USB plug-in mic that cost me £35. It's got a sticker on it that says, ideal for podcasting. I go into your options and mess around with the volume of the inputs.
All right, thank you very much, matey.
But, Craig, it was a little bit boring, so thank you very much for that. Three strikes, he's out. Harsh regime tonight, ladies and gentlemen, but that's the way it's going to work. 0845 6060 973. More of your calls after this. Amanda, you're doing the travel now. Who's doing it after the 8?
Karen Mercer.
Oh, for goodness sake. Why do they still employ her? Oh, turn the mic off, Alex. Let her do her thing. Go on.
OK, I'm going to start off with a look at the Tube. Still big problems on the on the Central Line. It's suspended between Liverpool Street and Marble Arch with an incident at Holborn. It's causing big delays, too, on the rest of the line, and also problems on the roads around Holborn Station as well, because Kingsway is blocked southbound with the emergency vehicles. Also problems on the Tubes with Bakerloo Line services not able to stop at Regent's Park Station. That's shut because the lifts aren't working. Elsewhere on the roads, and the M4 struggle away from town with a crash blocking off a lane between Junction 7 at Slough West and Junction 8-9 at Maidenhead. Those delays are back from Junction 6 at Slough, and it's also busy heading into town too with onlookers. And the A40 still busy heading away from town with a lane blocked at the Medway underpass with a collapsed manhole there. Delays around Maidvale continue because of the closure of the A5 Edgware Road. That's shut both ways for those ongoing repair works. And in Chelsea, it's another busy one today because of the closure of King's Road for those gas works both ways between Beaufort Street and Edith Grove. And delays in Croydon now with a crash on the A212 Wellesley Road blocking a lane northbound at Bedford Park. LBC 97.3 Travel, your next update is in 15 minutes.
If you're a new small business or are thinking about setting up on your own, LBC 97.3 and Lloyds TSB have made a series of podcasts to help you with everything from business plans to finance and marketing.
Mentoring is not telling you how to do things. It's bringing the best out of you, really. It's being a sounding board, working through options with you and providing that support. And actually, of course, that's another key ingredient in success, having support, family support, friends around you. You need to have a base of suppliers, somewhere to operate from. You know, even if you are working from home, you need to feel you're going to work. You know, a lot of people say, you know, they go to the shed at the bottom of the garden and put on their business clothes. If you've got a business idea, you may want to think about how you protect that. Start with the internet. Actually, there are a huge number of people who may well have looked at your idea before.
Download the free podcasts from lbc.co.uk and listen to James Max, Sunday afternoons from 5.
LBC 97.3. Ian Lee's good evening.
James Max, the... I like to call James Max the disappointer, because he's disappointed. For the last few months, I think I've been saying about James Max is going to get me a big discount on an iMac. James Max, oh, I love James. Turns out he's a liar. That's what he is. He's a liar, ladies and gentlemen. He lied. He lied to me. I actually shed a tear today because I've been so hurt by James Max. Actually shed a tear. Gary's in Catford. Hello, Carrie. Gary?
Gary? What?
Does anyone get called Carrie anymore? Like boys?
Carrie Fisher, probably.
Well, that's a lady.
Okay.
There's Carrie Grant.
Carrie Grant.
There's Carrie Grant the man, and there's Carrie Grant the sexy dance woman from the Fame Academy and Dance
yes.
Me Off.
Yes.
She's one hell of a woman.
She looks one hell of a
woman. I've interviewed her. I know Carrie Grant. I can say hello to Carrie. Yeah, she's a hot woman, and she says hello to me. I haven't seen her for about 4 years. But she,
if she met you, she would say hello to you.
She would say hello to me. Yeah, she would say hello to me.
She would say, good evening.
She wouldn't say that, no. She doesn't listen to the radio show.
Right.
Which is a shame.
Yeah.
So the plan was, I was going to have everybody that called in was going to be called Steve Allen.
Why? Oh, because this show is twinned with Steve
Allen. Because it's twinned with Steve Allen. I thought it'd be funny to go, right, okay, next up is Steve Allen. Hey, Steve.
Yeah.
I don't know, is it worth pursuing it, or is it a rubbish idea?
Maybe go for after 8 o'clock.
I tell you what, let's do it between 8 and 8.30.
There you are, and see how it goes.
Everybody that calls in will be called Steve Allen.
Yep.
If we'll see how it works. You don't have to be called Steve Allen, we'll call you Steve Allen. And also, I should remind you, because... Well, Chris, you remind them. You typed it on the screen. That's why I stumbled then, because you were typing in front of me. Say it.
There is a Steve Allen dedication page on Ian Lee's homepage on the LBC website.
Thanks. Point of that.
Just going there now.
Anyway, Gary...
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
I don't quite have three things.
Yes.
But I do have one thing. Something that came to me today.
Okay.
Okay. I kind of worked out that when you get caught, you go to court. Do you see? You see the word play?
I'm hovering over the strike button.
Sure. No.
Which is the sound. No, if you haven't noticed, it's the sound from Family Fortunes, because Les Dennis is having a babby. And Les Dennis, right? He's 56. How has he got a woman 20 years younger than him,
mm-hmm.
and got her pregnant? I know he's got her pregnant.
Do you want me to explain that?
It's only... I'm not being funny. It's only Les Dennis, and when I met him, he was a little bit cold and grumpy.
Well, maybe he's got a certain charm that women like.
Well, I won't tell you what I said to Chris that he must have, but it's only Les Dennis. He's going out with a 36-year-old woman. Unbelievable. Here we go. If you're a woman listening to this, or a homosexual, do you find Les Dennis even vaguely attractive? 0845 60 60 973. Does anybody find Les Dennis attractive? Let's see. Look at the phone. Hang on, let's wait 7 seconds.
Going red
wait,
hot.
Just waiting 7 seconds. Hang on. One, okay. Two, just for the delay to see if three, yeah. Four, five, six, seven. No phone calls. We'll do that for the whole show this evening. If you find Les Dennis hot, in celebration of the fact that he's having a baby with a younger woman, 0845 60 60 973. One line is lit up there.
And that's probably not a woman.
That's probably about fake condoms. That's anyway, yeah. Gary, so... You...
Well, yeah, no, I didn't know whether there was anything on it, but, you know, the idea that when you get caught, you go to court... If there were any more kind of, like, your listeners could think of...
That's strike one,
Okay, all right, fine. How are you getting on with Battlestar Galactica?
I am...
Where are you up?
I'm halfway through Series 2.
Right.
Have you seen it?
Yes, I'm halfway through Series 3.
They've just found Pegasus.
Excellent.
And Adama has told Starbuck to kill her.
Uh-huh.
And she's told her XO to kill Adama.
Right.
They've both bottled it, and then she's been killed by the Cylon. And that's as far as I've got.
That's great.
It's brilliant. Isn't it brilliant when they find... Who doesn't know what we're talking about? Battlestar Galactica, the remake. One of the best TV series. I've just submitted... we have a new guest booker here. His name is Matt Harris. I think Matt is short for Matthew. Or Matthias. So he's a guest booker, and I've just sent a list of people I want on the show.
Baltar.
I've put Baltar down. I've put Adama and his son, Adama, and Starbuck.
Yeah.
I've put those down as potential guests. So who knows?
Not the tall blonde...
I didn't put her down. No, I didn't.
No.
I've gone for those are the four key people in my. I've also put Ringo Starr on the list. Why not?
Oh yeah. Why reach for the star?
He's been on before. He might come on again.
See, let's reach for the star.
Yeah. Okay. You're really close to the edge now, Gary.
Yeah. Struggling.
Let's go to Dave in Romford. Hello, Dave.
How are you?
You must have the fear of God in you because you've heard that the last two callers have had three strikes and have been knocked out. I don't know if you're going to get a home run or if you're going to go the way they did. I've run out of baseball.
I've only got the
terminology.
One thing.
Okay.
And it's about the fake condom.
Oh yes.
I think it's a brilliant idea that we have fake condoms.
Okay.
Because women have been faking things for years.
Okie dokie. Right. Okay. There we go. Well done. Not in my bedroom. They don't. Right, so 0845 60 60 973. Oh, Jason.
Yes.
Yeah, go on. What have you called in about?
Yeah, do you know Vanilla Rice's real name?
I do because I've interviewed him. James Matt Smith or something.
No.
Go on.
Robert Van Winkle, wasn't it?
Robert Van Winkle, of course it.
And listen here,
Robert Van Winkle.
Do you know how to get a fat girl in the bed?
Yeah, it's something to do with cake or something. What did you call him for?
Nothing really, I was bored.
Oh, for God's sakes. Can we get some decent callers on the show tonight? That'll be good. 0845 60 60 973. By the way, tonight's show will be the first show on any radio stations, particularly in the London catchment area, that doesn't want your memories of the storm. We're the first show that doesn't want to know what happened to you during the storm. I'll tell you why. I couldn't care less. Could not give a monkeys that a tree fell through your roof, that your car was tipped over, or your grandma blew away and you never saw her again. I couldn't give a stuff. And so we will not be taking your memories on what happened 20 years ago. Just so we know that. Okay? That's good. I do want to find out about gold teeth, though. I was watching, all of my stories at the moment centre around Jeremy Kyle, because I'm Sky Plusing Kyle. You can't series link it, which is disappointing. It was a good one today. Oh, it was a good Jeremy Kyle today. Anyway, and there was a fella on there with gold... We didn't mention this the other day, did we? I don't know. There's a fella on there that had gold teeth. A gold tooth. Like his front tooth. And I thought it was dirty and filthy and blackened. Turns out it was gold. And I've been noticing a lot of people recently with the gold teeth. Is there anything more... unattractive... No, hang on, let me phrase that better. Is there anything less attractive than a gold tooth? It's hideous. It just seems really cheap and nasty and common. A little bit aggressive. A little bit. The only person that should have kind of metallic teeth is Jaws in the James Bond films. And that's because his teeth are disabled, I think. He had something wrong with his teeth that meant he had to have, like, metal teeth. Put Jaws on the list. I want Jaws on this show. I want Jaws on this show. Not in the studio. He'll kill me.
I thought he died.
Oh, no, don't tell me that.
I saw him in the paper the other day.
What, doing what?
I don't know. It was just a picture of him.
Well, it could be, like, from the old days.
No, it was... He looks really old now.
Really?
Really old. Okay. Like an old lady.
Oh, right, I may be wrong.
Okay, so, first of all, 0845-60-609, something. Jaws from them films, is he dead? And also, does anyone know his number so we can get him on the show? But gold teeth, it's just... It's so tacky and nasty and hideous. And I bet if anyone phones up tonight... Here we go. We will not get a well-spoken person phoning up tonight saying, Ian, I have a gold tooth... we will just get common people funding it. Now, I come from the Britwell Estate on Slough. I've done good. But we will not get a posh person phoning in, sticking their thumbs up for the gold tooth. It won't happen. It will not happen. Nick?
I make you right there.
Sorry?
I make you right there about gold teeth.
I am right. We will not get any posh people phoning in.
You're right.
Right. Horrible. You're right.
I mean, first thing you look at, when you look at someone's mouth, it is their tooth, and you just look at that and you think, Chav, well, I don't like that word, really. It's just common.
Yeah, it's common, that's it. But, Nick, you've not called in about the gold tooth, have you?
I haven't. I've not brought up about Les Dennis.
Go on in.
You know what? We watch that most evenings on Sky, right? Because I happen to quite like the programme.
You watch what most evenings?
Family Fortunes.
Oh, Family Fortunes, all right, yeah.
Yeah. Have you not noticed he's got such ill... fitting suits. When Amanda Holden left him, first of all, yes. I really felt sorry for him.
Yeah, yeah. The whole country mourned and felt his pain.
No, yeah. But now I can really see why.
Because he's got big baggy suits on.
He's got baggy suits on, and he just looks an idiot. He just said about him.
He's a nice enough fella. I met him. He's a little bit grumpy, but he's a nice enough fella. But but why do young chicks find him so sexy?
Do they?
Well, he's married to a 36-year-old. Amanda Holden was young and hot,
and she was gorgeous. I mean, what are these women seeing him?
This is what I'm asking.
Where are we going wrong here,
Nicholas? Because
we're tall.
You speak for yourself, Nick. I'm doing all right, mate, at the moment.
Yeah. I heard
Fandango is
ding dong,
ding dong. Exactly. Well, Nick, we'll stay listening. We will find out. We will try and answer. Thank you, Nick. We will try and answer the mystery of Lesmond Dennett. Is it Lesmond? Was Les short for Lesmond or Leslie? Anyway, we will try and sort out the mystery of Les Dennis and how he gets so many chicks. 0845-60-60-973 is the phone number. If you find Les Dennis hot, if you've got a gold tooth, can we try and find a posh person with a gold tooth in? It won't happen. It will not happen. Or a ruby. Oh, Mick Hucknall's got a ruby instead of a tooth, I think.
Now it's even easier for you to do your bit for less with great offers on Flash, Fairy Liquid, Fairy Active Burst and Ariel. They're all part of the Future Friendly campaign to deliver brilliant cleaning while helping you save energy, water or packaging. And there are special offers on Future Friendly cleaning products right now at Sainsbury's. Future Friendly works in partnership with sustainable NGOs. Offer subject to availability and ends 23rd of October. Certain offers in larger stores only. For more details, see futurefriendly.co.uk.
I'm Gabby Logan, TV presenter and mother of two, but I almost wasn't. I'll always remember the day my twins were born. I had a natural birth, but then I developed complications. I lost a lot of blood and spent the next 3 hours in the operating theatre. I never thought I'd end up needing blood. I mean, I was having babies. I hadn't been involved in an accident. But if it hadn't been for four amazing people who'd given blood, I wouldn't have survived. And Reuben and Lois wouldn't have their mum.
Your local blood bank is short of regular donors. So please visit blood.co.uk to find your nearest donor session and do something amazing. Give blood.
On 97.3, DAB, and online, London's biggest conversation, LBC.
It's 7:30, I'm Jim Diamond. Some news just in. Scotland Yard say they've charged two men from southwest London tonight with conspiring to process money for terrorist purposes. We'll bring you more details as we get them. The Mayor's admitted travel fares in London will go up to pay for Crossrail. Ken Livingstone's previously said funding for the £16 billion project wouldn't require a fare increase. Outlining more details of the project at City Hall, the Mayor also said Transport for London would be responsible for any cost overruns. A man's been jailed for 6 years for possessing a handgun and live ammunition during the Notting Hill Carnival. Rick Lee Steadman's been convicted at Blackfriars Crown Court. And Kylie's in Leicester Square right now for the premiere of a film showing how she coped with having breast cancer. White Diamond, which is more of a documentary, includes backstage footage, interviews and records her return to the stage. London's weather, rain will move from the northwest across town tonight. Some of the downpours will be heavy and there's a low of 12 degrees Celsius for Wednesday, sun up at 7:26. There'll be plenty of rain to the east of town. Elsewhere will be dry with bright sunshine and it'll feel quite cool as well with a maximum temperature of 15. And a similar picture for the next couple of days for Thursday, Friday and Saturday, cool, bright and sunny. You're with LBC. It's now 7:31.
From the LBC 97.3 Travel Centre, this is Amanda Redman. If you need to head out onto the tubes, the Central Line is still suspended between Liverpool Street and Marble Arch with an incident at Holborn, causing severe delays to the rest of the line and also causing lots of congestion on the roads around Holborn Station as well because of all the pedestrians which can't use the tube there. Plus, as well, Kingsway is partly blocked off both ways at High Holborn with emergency vehicles. Meanwhile, Regent's Park Station is all open again to Bakerloo Line trains after there were broken lifts earlier. But on the M4 heading away from town, there's still a crash blocking off a lane between Junction 7 at Slough West and Junction 8-9 at Maidenhead and causing delays back from Junction 6 at Slough, and it's also busy into town with onlookers. On the A40, there are still delays away from town towards the collapsed manhole at the Medway underpass, and there are delays in Chelsea because King's Road is still shut with those gas works both ways between Beaufort Street and Edith Grove, and there are delays building up in Croydon with a crash on the A212 Wells Road going northbound at Bedford Park. That's still causing some delays. LBC 97.3 Travel. Your next update is in 15 minutes.
If you have hip or knee osteoarthritis and have been suffering from chronic pain for more than 3 months, the Barts Pain Research Group would like to hear from you. We're looking for people over the age of 40 to take part in a study that looks at the pain relief gained from taking a new strong painkiller. Candidates need to have been taking painkillers for at least 1 month of hearing this commercial. If you want to help, call the Barts Pain Research Group on 020 7601 7314. That's 020 7601 7314.
Call that a good result? You just surrendered your useless share. How many times have I told you lot, when you're thinking of offloading an endowment policy, pass it straight to AAP instead of surrendering?
Yeah, no, we just surrendered, boss.
Smithy, Chopper, Jezza, all you had to do for a shedload more dosh was call AAP. I told you I played a bigger percentage game, didn't I?
Yes, boss.
Well, you can kiss goodbye at the villa and the flash new motor now, culture.
If you're thinking of surrendering an endowment policy, you could score more by selling through AAP. Call our winning team on 0845 073 1960. That's 0845 073 1960.
LBC 97.3.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
0845 60 60 973.
Well, what a lot of fun we're having this evening. Thanks for joining. So, after 8 o'clock, everyone that calls in for half an hour is going to be called Steve Allen. I thought it would be funny, but then I'm having doubts about it. So we'll see how it goes. I think it'll be funny. I don't know. But what else are we talking about? Fake condoms. Where's the business? Where's the business sense in that? It's got to be the worst thing. You could probably make money, more money, I don't know, faking doors or something. Can you get fake doors? Yeah, you can. It would just be made of cardboard, but it would look like it was solid wood, and it wouldn't be until you put it up and it rained or someone fell against it. Oh, we got one of them flipping fake doors. I paid 100 quid for that.
What, like on TV?
Yeah, like on TV. That's right. But in your house. So, but where's the criminal business sense in fake condoms? There's none. It's a nonsense, ladies and gentlemen, a nonsense. We're also dissing the world of gold teeth. Why? There's nothing attractive about them. They look cheap. They look nasty. Oh, you got a bit of gold in your mouth. Wow, you must be a criminal. 0845 60 60973 is the telephone number. Who's been on the phone the longest? Vicky has. Hello, Vicky.
Hi, Ian.
Hey, Vicky.
Hiya.
Hi.
The female condoms, I don't get.
The what?
I don't get what? Female condoms.
The female condoms?
Yeah.
We're not talking...
Isn't that what you said?
Female condoms?
Isn't that what you said?
No.
Oh, dear me.
I said fake condoms.
Oh, right. What? I don't understand that.
What? What? Hang on, what don't you understand? Female condoms or fake condoms?
I've heard
or fake female condoms?
No, I've heard of female condoms,
right.
And I don't understand how they work.
Well, you can imagine, can't you?
Well, I can.
Well, then
but...
imagine that. That's where they go and what they do.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
I wouldn't. It's not my chosen method.
Have you tried it?
No, I haven't. It's not my chosen method of contraception.
Right.
My method is keep my fingers crossed.
Condom. I don't understand that.
Well, you don't understand a fake
no.
condom.
No.
Well, I don't. Well, it was on. What don't you understand about it? What it is?
Everything.
Well, okay. Let me try and explain. It was on the news a couple of hours ago. LBC 97.3 news.
Okay.
That somewhere, maybe Harlesden, maybe Hackney, maybe Kentish Town, there are some fake condoms being sold. Now,
right.
Well, this doesn't mean that they're, like, made of paper or anything like that.
That's what I'm thinking.
No, they're made of rubber, but they may not stop you getting the sex diseases or the babies. Well, so I would imagine they're of a very low quality, but they're
What's
made...
What's the point of them, then?
Well, this... this is what I'm asking. They're obviously low quality, but made to look like I don't know, Mates or Durex or something.
What, are they for chavs or something?
You're not grasping the concept of this at all, are you? hang on one second. You've just
that's
one strike. Have you been drinking, Vicky?
Not really. No.
You say not really. What does that mean?
I've had one drink.
Okay. When you say one drink, is that one drink a bottle of vodka?
No, I've had one Pimm's.
What?
Pimm's with lemonade and strawberries and lime.
You can't have a Pimm's in this weather. It's a summer drink.
Oh, I know that, but I like it anyway.
It's all you had in the cupboard?
No, I bought it the other day.
Okay. Pimm's is a very big drink, isn't it?
Well, it's all right, but I've only had one, so okay. That's good.
I'm just trying to ascertain the size of this lady's Pimm's.
I'm not fat.
I didn't say you were fat. that's two. I didn't say you were fat, Vicky. I'm trying to ascertain the size of your Pimm's.
I promise you I'm not fat.
I'm not interested. I bet you're a little bit...
I know that.
You're a bit hefty.
No, I'm not. I'm 8 stone. Leave it out.
Okay, yeah, but you're 3'2". So... okay.
Thanks, Ian.
You're welcome. So...
No, please explain to me. Go on.
Wait, I've just explained it to you, love. I've explained it.
What are they made of? Plastic.
Okay, that's 3 strikes. She's out, Lizzie. That's the new rule we're operating under tonight, and I think it's working quite well. Peter.
Yes, Ian.
Okay, so far nearly everybody has had 3 strikes.
Okay, so, well, I'll probably end up getting 3 strikes as well.
Oh, all right, don't brag about it. It's not a badge of honour. This is back fine. It's like when you put hoodies on the
restricted goods expert from a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, my restricted what?
Did you ever buy your crossbow, by the way?
Oh, do you know what happened? You just reminded me. Completely off on a tangent. I don't know how you reminded me. Get this right, Peter.
Yeah.
I'm at a busy junction, OK? I'm on a quiet road turning onto a busy junction. There's a woman in one of those Jeep things in front of me. She wants to turn right. I want to turn left, right? There's a bin man has left his bin in the road, OK? So that where I would turn left is blocked by his bin. I nearly said, he was on the other side of the road on his phone. And he said, "Would you move your flipping bin? You're on the track." I don't know why he left it in the road. Anyway, so this woman pulled out in front of me, pulled out and started turning right. So she pulled out into the oncoming traffic. I went behind her, managed to squeeze between the bin and her, and was about to go behind her. Went behind her so I could go left. Suddenly, her reverse lights come on. I was like, "Oh no!" I start beeping the horn. She reverses into me, puts a hole, not a dent, a hole in my car. I get out. And I'm like, and I'm in a mood anyway. It's not been a good day. I'm in a mood. And she says, "Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't see you there." I said, "Well, you shouldn't reverse. You're tiny. You're in a massive Jeep. You shouldn't be driving it, you stupid woman." I didn't say that. I was calm. But she's put a hole in my car. It's not dented. There's no dent. It's gone straight through. A hole. The car popped. She popped my car, Peter. How is that possible? How is it possible to pop a car?
I don't know. What car have you got?
A Renault Clio. Or, whenever you phone up... Get this right. How do you say the word Renault, Peter?
Renault.
Right, OK. every time I phone up the congestion charge and I give them the registration number, they go, that's a Renault Clio. They say Renault.
All right.
Renault. They say the T, but it's French. So you wouldn't say the T in Renault. It's no. Renault.
So how do you pronounce Porsche? Porsche or Porsche?
Oh, I say Porsche.
So do I, because Porsche's from Julius Caesar.
Exactly.
Ah.
What?
But anyway, I suppose you want to know why I actually called you up.
No, I want to finish my rant. So,
go on, then.
It's not Renault. Renault, if you work at the congestion charge place. So that's one rant. And secondly, oh, I'm really annoyed with that woman for popping my car. She popped it.
And how does it, me mentioning crossbow kind of send you off on that tangent?
Well, I don't actually know where the connection is there, Peter. Even I can't work that out.
Are you still going to get yourself a crossbow?
No.
Oh, okay.
Because I would have been tempted to use it today, and that shows that we shouldn't have weapons. Drop beats, not bombs.
Is a T-shirt. Think having machine guns in the front of your car is a really neat idea.
Oh, it would have been good. Oh, man alive. Why? What? Machine guns?
Well, maybe a rocket launcher, yeah.
A rocket launcher would be good, wouldn't it?
But the problem is how do you guarantee that you blow the thing out completely out of the way? Because you're travelling at 120 miles an hour.
That's what you've got to be. You've got to be accurate within a millimetre if you're doing it. Peter, why did you call in? It's not for me to have a rant about that stupid woman.
No, not at all. Jaws.
Yeah. Oh, yes, from the James Bond films.
Richard Kiel.
Oh, is that his real name?
Yes, Richard Kiel.
Okay, is he dead or alive?
I think he was alive a couple of days ago.
He was alive a couple of days
ago. Because I read in the paper that he was with Roger Moore doing some kind of hand imprinting thing.
Oh, I bet he's got massive hands. Oh, wasn't Roger Moore getting a star on the Walk of Fame in Hollywood?
Yes, that was it. Ah. And he hurt his knee or something, had to be helped up.
Oh, Roger Moore did?
Yes.
Oh, he's 80 years old.
He's 80 now, yeah.
Chris, put Roger Moore on the list, and I'm being serious about it. Put Roger Moore on the list. Send it to Matthias Harris now. We'll get him on the show.
Have I got a strike yet?
No, you're doing brilliantly. You're the best call we've had all night, and that's saying something.
Tiger Woods, the video game.
Oh, I'm glad you added the words video game, because I went for the strike button there. Go on.
In it, you can buy new clothing and equipment and
right,
stuff.
Right,
you can buy gold teeth.
And
you can buy silver teeth.
Hang on a second. And put Jaws. Yes.
Richard Kiel.
Kiel.
Yep.
Yeah, go on. You can buy...
They do look horrible even in the game.
Okay, so you're saying in a computer game you can buy gold and silver teeth?
Yeah, okay. Tiger Woods. I've got it on PlayStation 2. And you can also buy the thing that goes to the nose as well with the bubbles on the end.
I believe they call it a nose ring, don't they?
Probably,
yeah. Okay.
But it's not like a nose ring as in a bull.
Yeah, no. It's a little stud.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Okay, I'm hovering, so I'm confused.
Well, I just wonder why they would put such a thing if it's so terrible in a video game.
Well, because kids think it's cool. Kids don't know what cool is. Kids haven't. Do you know? I'm angry with kids. Kids haven't got a clue what cool is. They don't know. Come and ask me what cool is, Peter. I will. All right, for the rest of the show, ask me what cool is, and I will tell you what cool is. Phone up and say, right, Ian, I think this is cool. Is it cool? I will tell you yes, or I will tell you no. That's what we're doing for the rest of the show.
Okay, Ian, I'll start you off then.
Go on.
What about owning an orange Bond bug car?
What? What's that?
It's the one where it looks like a triangle and you open the front and get in it.
Have you got one?
No.
It's cool.
Okay, excellent. Yeah. So my Rover 45 is seriously uncool.
Oh, that's uncool, Grandad.
Yeah, I know. I can't afford to get rid of it now because it lost half its value in one night.
Okay, whoa, hang on, why?
Well, because Rover went bust.
Peter, I'm going to cut you off because I'm bored now.
Okay, no problem.
There we go, lad. Right, okay. 0845 6060973. It's just like we're producing gold today. Not only no one, by the way, has phoned in to say yes, Ian. I find Les Dennis sexy. No one. He's got a woman 20 years his junior up the pregnancy duff. How is that possible? Why? How can he get hot young chicks? I've not seen her, but I'm imagining she's hot. 0845 6060973. Do you find Les Dennis attractive now? We're also talking about gold teeth. We're also talking about fake condoms. And I want you to phone up and say, Ian, is this cool? And you put something to me that you're not sure whether it's cool or uncool. I will give you the definitive answer. Because kids these days do not know... What did I say? Do not know... That's right so far. I've got to be careful where the sentence goes. At the moment, it's constructed correctly. It could go wrong. Do not know what cool is. That's a sentence, ladies and gentlemen. And I did that without even reading. 0845 6060973. We haven't even touched anything that's on the list of topics. So that's pretty good. Oh, it's time for this. The Travel News Now with Amanda.
Thanks very much, Ian. Still watching massive problems on the tubes with the Central Line suspended between Liverpool Street and Marble Arch with an incident at Hove. And there are severe delays on the rest of the line. Also, loads of congestion on the roads as well, with all the pedestrians having to use the buses instead. And also, Kingsway was partly blocked off both ways with emergency vehicles at High Hope. And the road has recently been cleared of those vehicles, but it's still very, very busy. And now, big problems too on the overground trains. We're just hearing about delays of almost an hour on one railway services between Hackney Downs and Cheshunt with an incident at Ponders End. That's affecting services via Tottenham Hale. On the roads and very slow on the M4 away from town with a crash blocking off a lane between Junction 7 at Slough West and 8-9 at Maidenhead. Those delays are back to the M25. It's also slow into town too with onlookers, and there are delays on the clockwise stretch of the M25 through Junction 7 at the M23 because of a crash blocking off the exit slip road there. On the A40, traffic still slow away from town with the lane blocked at the Medway underpass with a collapsed manhole. Your next update is in half an hour. LBC 97.3 Travel.
The final contenders for the London mayoral candidacy are in, and it looks like the fight for the biggest job in London could go all the way. Hear the mayor, Ken Livingstone, answer the questions that matter when he talks to Nick Ferrari this Thursday morning. Nick Ferrari at breakfast, weekday mornings from 7, LBC 97.3.
Around 400 people in the UK die every year waiting for an organ transplant, so we need more donors. If you'd like to save a life, make sure you're on the NHS Organ Donor Register. Tell your family and friends about your wishes, then just fill in the leaflet that's coming through your letterbox. Visit mylifemygift.org. or call 0845 6060 400.
Fly direct to New York with British Airways Club World, departing London Heathrow, arriving at JFK via Reims, Camembert, Dijon, the Loire, Chateauneuf-du-Pape, before heading east to Parma, 700 miles west to Serrano and Manchego, topping up at Porto, then hopping across the Atlantic to Mississippi. Start your holiday early and in style with fine food and drink from around the world. Fly British Airways Club World and you'll also experience our relaxing lounge and a flat bed, all before you arrive at your destination. For great offers like New York from £1,199 return, book by the 27th of November at BA.com. Travel from December. Conditions apply.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
On the thorny subject of gold teeth, it's Jason in the Pearly. Good evening, Jason.
Oh, yes, good evening. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very good. Thank you.
I don't know if this is less or more attractive.
Yes.
In my spare time, when I do get the chance, I watch this stupid channel called MTV Base Plus One.
Okay,
and
Liz.
There's people in there who have this thing called grills.
Grills.
G-R-I-L-L-Z.
Z, the Z, okay, the Z.
Are they real diamonds? Check it out. Apparently they do look cool. I think they might be cool.
What,
only they're real diamonds.
Hang on, so they've got diamonds in their teeth, and they're called grills.
Well, a full set of diamonds in their teeth, specialist teeth.
We go to the Google. I know whether it's cool or not already, without even looking at it, but I'm going to look at the pictures anyway. Let's have a... I was right. They're not cool. They look ridiculous. Look at this fella. What's his name? 50 Cent. Look at him. Look at the state of that.
Looks horrible if they have chocolate. Or maybe milk.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, do you clean them with... It would destroy a toothbrush, because diamond is the toughest thing in the world, and it would just go straight through a toothbrush. You'd have to clean it with sandpaper or a blowtorch, I would have thought.
Maybe just the towel.
I can guarantee that they are certainly not... Oh, no, they're not cool. Imagine if that young man there knocked on your door... Excuse me, I'm doing a survey. No, you're not. Not round here. Get clear off. I'm calling the old Bill. Clear off. Well, your grills.
I'll tell you what I find cool, and I think I might just order one.
Yes.
I went into service my vehicle today.
Okay.
And the salesman started talking to me about a new model of vehicle coming out.
A new model of vehicle.
It has a self-parking system.
Whoa. Hang on a minute. Stop the clocks. Smash the mirrors. Jason?
Yeah?
Did you just say what I think you said?
Absolutely.
Say it again.
A self-parking system.
Bring it on. Come on. Let's have it.
Mercedes.
Oh, yes.
It's new technology, and they said it's available early next year.
Well, hang on a second. I've got to go back to the Google. Tell me how...
I think the guy said it's called Parktronic. Did you check that out?
Parktronic? That was a band in the 80s, wasn't it?
Was it?
Hang on. Park...
Technotronic.
Tronic. Oh, yeah, that's what this beat is. Parktronic. Parktronic. Oh, there's a lot of Mercedes coming up that says Parktronic.
Yeah. And the guy said, you know, the damn car is expensive.
Hang on a minute. Let's go. This is you've did he tell you how it worked?
Well, he's just said what you have to do is but when you find a space where you feel you can park your vehicle, there's sensors on the car, so something on the vehicle it can determine if it can park itself, and you just press some button.
No, you're an idiot.
And it will park itself.
Okay, here we go. Hang on a second. I just need to do this because you're a fool.
Can I have that three times?
Well, you're getting close to it. I'm on Wikipedia, and we all know Wikipedia never lies. Parktronic, all Parktronic is the bleeping noise when you're reversing. Beep, 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 beep. Oh, I'm close to something. And then you go forward. Beep, beep, beep. That's all it is. It doesn't park itself.
Automatic Parktronic. Forgive me, I didn't mean.
Oh, he's making it up. Right, OK, let's type in automatic. Let's waste our time typing in automatic Parktronic, because that's actually gonna is really gonna exist, isn't it? Yeah, sure.
It's not existing yet. It's gonna come out next
year. Sure. Call your cars that can park themselves. Yes. Hang on a second. Let's not doing it there. Hang on.
I'll buy you one if it comes out.
Oh right. Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. I bet you will. Automatic Parktronic. Well, it's not in Wikipedia. Okay. And just for being a muppet, I'm not. What a load of old nonsense that was. What a load of not. Cars that park themselves. What is this? The 21st century? No. Hang on.
Ian?
Yes, Mario.
You're wrong, man. The guy is right. The caller is right. It's true.
Sorry?
The car does park itself, but I don't know about what did you say, a Land Rover? I know VW is actually doing them at the moment.
We didn't. Who mentioned Land Rovers? He mentioned the Mercedes.
Well, I don't know about the Mercedes, but I know VW is actually doing
it. VW is making a car that parks itself.
It's not called Parktronic. It's called Park Recognition. What you do is you go next to the spot.
Yes.
Yeah. It senses it. It measures it, and then you leave it, and it actually goes into a mode. You press the button, and it goes into a mode, and it actually reverses into that spot for you.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. It's that's impossible. So can it parallel park?
It absolutely doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
No, so listen, I'm begging you, man. I put a tenner on it. Ian.
Go on, Mario, carry on.
I put a tenner on it. I
okay. Oh, yeah, like that woman, Paula, who still owes me 20 quid. Do you remember that? We had a bet with a woman.
My word, listen.
Oh.
I'd be like Scarface. You got my word and my, you know what, the rest.
I'm sorry, Mario, that's three strikes and you're out for talking. Is that the fella? Hang on, Jason, what?
I just want to say thank you to Mario.
No, but I'm booting him off, and I'm booting.
You have been proven.
I've not been proven anything. I've not been proven anything. I've got a weirdo and a muppet phoning me up, telling me there are cars that can park themselves. It's an absolute not. Tony, have you ever heard such nonsense in your life?
Yeah, they fitted it on my wife's car.
What?
They fitted it on my wife's car.
No, they haven't.
It's the same company that make them dodgy condoms.
They're exactly.
She smacked it three times.
That would be. where is the business? Where is the criminal business sense in making fake condoms?
Well, look, I want to know when you find out when they're fake. Is it before, after, or during?
Well, it's about 9 months later, or the next morning if you get a rash. That's probably the cut-off point.
Sorry, come again.
Yes. Well, okay. Well done. Yes. Good lad. Oh, dear, you mentioned condoms, and all you get is a lot of puerile juvenile humour. This is a very serious issue, ladies and gentlemen. It's a very serious issue. Oh, we've got an issue later on, haven't we? We'll do the issue later on. We need two pilots to call up after 8 o'clock. I'll explain why after, but if you're a pilot, we kind of need you on hand. Zoe!
Hi, Ian.
Hello, Zoe.
I've never heard your show before. You're making me laugh so much.
Okay.
I can't believe this car business. Anyway, listen, the reason I called you was...
Yes.
It's a story. It's bugged me for so long, and it re-haunted me 3 years later.
You've never heard the show before?
No, yeah, I listen to ABC, but in the evening, I'm usually, you know, I've got three young children, I'm, you know, a working single mother, so I'm always very busy, and today I've had a day off, and I've...
So today you've lost the kids somewhere, and you thought, I'll stuff
it. No, they're just chilling out.
I won't go and look for them anymore, I'm just going to listen to the radio.
No, they're just chilling out around the house.
Okay.
But no,
Are they on the Xbox?
No, they're not allowed computers, no.
No,
they're asleep. One's watching a bit of crappy EastEnders.
Right, hang on. They're not allowed to watch... They're not allowed to play computer games?
No, I won't.
How old are they?
2, 4, and 8.
Well, the 8-year-old should surely have a game.
Well, she goes and does her homework on the computers and that, but she doesn't sit there. She's actually, I bought a Game Boy and a PS something, but she's not really that interested.
Okay, all right. Well, Zoe, listen, stay there. I'll have to come back to you in a second. I'm going to do these ads first.
Property investors, landlords, you know there's only one place for all your furniture needs. Urban Living at Martin Barnett Furniture. For every budget and every style, superb quality and service to ensure that you get more for your money. From a mattress to a complete furniture package, Urban Living at Martin Barnett Furniture provides the furnishings you need all at remarkable prices. And now our famous designer furniture packages start at only £2,000. You can furnish a two-bedroom home for just £2,000. With delivery and installation from stock now. Visit our Marylebone showroom and see our full range of furniture packages and much more. Open 7 days a week, Urban Living at Martin Barnett Furniture, 68 Marylebone Lane, W1. Call us on 020 7487 2997. That's 7487 2997. Or see our website, urbanlivingfurniture.co.uk. This is Urban Living at Martin Barnett Furniture.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
Here we go. So someone's emailed in, yes, this park assist thing does exist, but if you read it, once reverse gear is selected, the car parks itself in under 15 seconds. All the driver has to do in this time is accelerate and brake. Well, that's driving. That's doing the driving. What a load of old nonsense. Anyway, Zoe, sorry about that.
Yes. No, this is probably, I don't know, this is something that's re-haunted me a couple of years later.
Haunted, okay.
My middle daughter's 4 now, so we're going back 4 years ago. Went on a package holiday to Lanzarote.
Oh, yes.
And I'm queuing up thinking, my God, just a newborn baby and an a 4-year-old and a newborn baby.
Yes.
And this guy's in the queue, gold teeth, rotten, absolutely disgusting. And I'm thinking, we've made such a big mistake booking this last-minute cheap holiday.
Yeah.
But, you know, new baby, etc. Just, you know, did this package holiday. Yeah. Cut him through short, got there. Oh, my God, he was like a celebrity. Every bleached blonde person with roots, everybody that come from England was covered in tattoos around the swimming pool. And I'm thinking, I actually renamed the hotel Hotel Tattoo because every woman was smothered in tattoos and... I mean...
Was he actually a celebrity?
No, he wasn't, but he had gold teeth and he had these disgusting girls and parents encouraging them to have their pictures taken with this absolute...
But so he wasn't Goldie or anyone like that?
No, he was an absolute twit. He was about 25. He had loads of gold teeth. Well, not 25. He's probably a bit older, probably about 30.
Yes.
He had this gold teeth. He dressed like an absolute... down and out.
Right.
He had gold teeth. I don't know where the bloody hell. We probably paid for his gold teeth.
hang on a minute. It's gold. John Gaunt, here he is. Right.
No,
chicks were all over him, were they?
The families, I just stood in this, I stood around this swimming pool and I just looked around and I thought, I've given up my job to have these children and now I'm mixing with these people because I can't afford to do the holidays I used to do.
Yes.
And I'm not a snob and I'm not you know, I'm not really, and do you know what? At the moment, I'm not in a position to say this kind of thing because I'm struggling at the moment. But I'll be back. I'll be back soon. But I just looked around and I thought, people are taking photos every night. He was called up. The crap bloody entertainment they've done.
Right, calm down, your language. We've got kiddies listening.
No, sorry, but I just thought, you know, why is this man a central point of people's entertainment, and why is he so popular? Because he's got these disgusting teeth. Anyway, I'm going to cut that short. I'll tell you what happened to me. This year, I couldn't afford to go on a holiday.
Right.
And somebody said to me, oh, I'm going to a caravan in Camber Sands. Would you like to rent it for £300 for the week? And I said, God, I don't know. I can't really cope because now I have 3 children.
Yes.
And I'm thinking, no, Dad agreed to meet me towards the end of the holiday. Yeah. I thought, you know, new kitchen or holiday, what do I do?
Yeah.
So I've gone to this campsite and I've walked into this clubhouse thing.
Yes.
And who's sitting there?
The man with the gold teeth.
Can you believe?
Was it?
It was exactly the same man. And so now I've got 3 children and now I'm a single mum and now I'm thinking... What is going on? This, that, and I thought, right, well, he wouldn't recognise me, and he only did. And I didn't speak to him once, I swear on my baby's life. And he said, you was in Les, what are you with ya, in it, yeah, whatever. And I just said, oh, yeah.
on 97.3 DAB and online, London's biggest conversation, LBC.
At 8, Met Police charge two men with terrorist offences. Crossrail is going to cost Londoners. And why the search is on to find a youngster to carry a torch for our city. It's 8 o'clock, I'm Holly Holland. Two men from southwest London have been charged with terrorist offences. Met Police say they're accused of conspiring to possess money for terrorist purposes, which is an offence under the Terrorism Act 2000. The pair, one from Merton and the other from Chessington, are due before City of Westminster magistrates in the morning. London's mayor has admitted you will have to pay for Crossrail even if you don't use it. Ken Livingstone says travel fares in London will rise to pay for the cost of borrowing to do the construction. Transport for London will be responsible for any cost overruns on the £16 billion project. Brian Cook, who's chairman of London Travel Watch, told LBC he hopes costs won't overrun.
I think we in this country have got a lot better at budgeting. There's an awful lot of contingency built into the Crossrail budget at the insistence of the Treasury, so I would hope it would be there. But clearly there are some unknowns there, and if Transport for London have to bear them, unfortunately at the end of the day it's often you and me that means in practice.
The Mayor also revealed the line linking Maidenhead with Essex via central London will create 14,000 jobs, mainly in construction. In other news this hour, the inquest into Princess Diana's death has heard how a paparazzi photographer was seen fighting next to the wrecked car in which she died. James Huth told the jury the scuffle with a passerby broke out within minutes of the crash in the Paris underpass in 1997. He described how he couldn't see Diana because she was trapped too low in the footwell and obscured by Dodie Fayed's body. If you live in Runnymede, Chertsey or Virginia Water, you may be among those drinking what's described as hazardous levels of alcohol. Researchers have found people living in more affluent areas are damaging their bodies as much as binge drinkers. The lowest percentage of problem drinkers is in Newham. Dr. Claire Gerada is a GP in Lambeth, and she told LBC what sort of amounts we should be consuming.
We have to look at safe limits, and what safe limits are is around about 21 units a week for men and around about 14 units a week for women. And what that translates to is probably around about 2 to 3 drinks a night for men and 1 to 2 drinks a night for women.
And the search is on for 18 young Londoners to become torchbearers as the Olympic flame returns to our city. In April 2008, it'll be back in London as part of a worldwide torch relay, which sees it travel to 22 cities before arriving in Beijing for the start of the Games next year. In London's travel news, there's no service on the central line in either direction between Liverpool Street and Marble Arch following an incident at Holborn, and there are severe delays on the rest of the line. Remember, if you're away from your radio and want to stay in touch with the latest news, weather and travel, you can call 0901 723 6666. Calls cost 35 pence a minute from a BT landline. Other networks and mobile rates may vary. In London's weather, rain moving from the northwest across town overnight. Some of the downpours will be heavy and there'll be lows of 12 degrees Celsius. You're with LBC. It's 8.03.
Listen to your favourite shows again on LBC 97.3. Log on to lbc.co.uk and go to LBC Plus. It's simple. Just click and listen. LBC Plus.
Simplicity is a wonderful thing. Like when you see, speak and surf for just £26 a month with Sky. A simple combination of great Sky TV, fast broadband and no extra charge for UK evening and weekend landline calls. With a simple, ongoing price that doesn't shoot up later. Available to both new customers and those already with us. To find out more, call 08702 42 42 42 or go to sky.com. Simple. Sky. Believe in better.
£30 standard setup, BT loan rental payable, 0102 numbers only. Subject to availability, UK households, minimum contracts and terms apply.
LBC 97.3.
Ian Lee's Good Evening. Good Evening.
I've just given myself a strike there. Two more strikes, I'm out of here. Those are facts. Right. 0845 6060973 is the telephone number to give us a call. For the next 30 minutes, by the way, everyone will be called Steve Allen. I thought it would be funny, and it would have been funny when I came up with it a week ago. It seems to have lost its comedic edge now, but we'll do it. What are we talking about today? Well, fake condoms, although all that's really done is encourage blokes to phone up with very poor jokes. So, all I want is a criminal mastermind to explain where the profitability is in faking condoms. It seems ridiculous. There's that.
There's, what else are we talking about? Oh, yeah, the gold teeth.
I need to write these down, because the gold teeth we're talking about, they look stupid. No one has... No posh people have called in yet to say they have got... If you've got gold teeth, could you call in and let me know why? And do chicks love it? And are there any girls with gold teeth? I know it tends to be a bloke's thing to have gold teeth. Can we find a girl that's got gold teeth? What's so sexy about Les Dennis is the question we're asking. And again, very little response to that. Thought we would have had a little bit more than that. And also, I'm telling you what's cool and what's not cool. Let's go to Steve Allen in East Grinstead. Hello, Steve.
Hi. Lisa, not Steve.
No, play the game. It's Steve Allen.
Okay.
Thank
I'm
you, Steve.
Steve Allen.
Yes.
Actually, my son overheard you saying that children couldn't be cool or unable to be cool.
Children these days don't know what's cool and what's not cool.
Well, he was very unhappy about that, so he asked if he could phone and text
Well, I tell you why he's not cool. He's got his mum to phone up a radio station.
No,
that's not cool.
No, he didn't want that, but I was told I had to speak first.
He's got his mum to phone up a radio... How old is he before I tease him too much?
He's 11.
Oh, I can tease him. He's got his mum to phone up a radio station. That's not cool.
That's not fair, but can I hand you over to him?
Okay.
Thank you very much. Bye. Hello?
Hey, is that Steve Allen?
No.
Just play along with it. Good lad.
Yep.
Right, what do you want?
Well,
getting your mum to phone up. What do you like? Come on, Steve, for goodness sakes.
No, what happened is I heard you talking about it.
Yes.
And I was wondering what you think was cool.
Well, I can tell you many things. Okay, Series 2 of Battlestar Galactica is cool. Correct? Well, correct?
Never even heard of it.
Well, exactly, because you're so out of date, young man.
No, I was calling... Have you heard of something called skinny jeans?
Skinny, what, jeans that are really skinny?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard of them about, I don't know, let me think, 30 years ago.
Well, do you think they're cool?
No, they're not cool.
No, yeah, I'm afraid to say they are.
I'm afraid
cool.
to say they're not cool. They look ridiculous.
No.
Have you ever worn, listen, Steve Allen, have you ever worn skinny jeans?
Yeah.
Have you ever looked?
I've got two pairs.
Okay. Have you ever worn them and looked in a mirror at yourself? I would suspect the answer to that is no.
Yes, because I look in the mirror every day.
Okay. Well, they... let me tell you something. They look ridiculous.
No.
Jeans should not be skinny. I used to go to college with a friend that wore them. Russell Brand wears them. They look ridiculous. They are not cool. Next.
Russell Brown's cool.
Oh, right. You just got yourself your first strike, young man. Russell Brand's a muppet. Next. Come on, next.
Okay, what about a boy piercing his ear?
Why is he picking up stuff that happened 30 years ago? Not cool. Next. One more strike, Steve Allen, and you're out of here.
Well, what about grandpa shoes?
What?
Grandpa shoes. You know, like, grandpa slippers.
What do you mean, like slippers?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, I've got slippers, yeah. They're cool. Slippers are cool, by the way, yeah.
those in an actual, like, shoe form, they're well cool.
They're called grandpa slippers?
No, they're called grandpa shoes.
How do you spell them?
Grandpa, and then shoes.
Are you spelling, what, G-R-A-M-P-A?
Yeah.
Shoes?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to have a little look at the internet and I'll tell you.
Okay.
Let's have a little look. Grandpa. What? There's... No, they don't... You're just... No! No! You're just making these... Hang on, Chris. Is line one telling me about grandpa shoes? You're just making these up, Steve.
Honestly, I'm not. I'm not. I got two pairs of them.
Right. Is line one talking about grandpa shoes, Chris, or no? Well, in that case, Steve Allen... You're out of here. What? Oh, no, out of here. Gone. Skinny jeans, boys having their ears pierced, and the Moody Blues, you might have said next. The Moody Blues. Cool, Ian. Are they? Is Boz Scaggs cool, Ian? Because he's very, very popular. Boz Scaggs doing that Lido shuffle, he's very popular. What? No. I will not have it. Steve Allen is in Hayes. Hey, Steve. Steve? Steve Allen?
Hello.
That's you, yes.
Evening, Mr. Allen.
No, you're Steve Allen, I'm Ian.
How you doing, Steve? You alright?
No, you're Steve, I'm Ian.
How you doing, Ian?
Thank you. It's not a hard concept. Every caller that calls in between now and 7:30 is Steve Allen.
Oh, right. Do you know what? I missed it from when I got out of my motor and got inside my house, mate.
Oh, man. Okay, well, everyone that calls in is... Not the Steve Allen, who does an excellent... does, like, a million hours a week at LBC. But they have the name Steve Allen, so you're called Steve Allen, Steve Allen.
You know that Muppet that called in earlier about the parking fences?
Yes, Jason, I believe his name was.
Mate, it's not that. It was on Top Gear. It was on the new Mercedes that do the automatic braking.
Right.
When the car in front brakes,
right,
the Merc picks it up itself.
What?
Yeah.
It brakes itself?
Yeah, so if the car in front stops...
That can't be safe.
Well, it was on Top Gear.
That can't be safe, because then that means you're not in control of the vehicle.
Yeah, but Mr. Clarkson sort of covered the brake, and he wasn't convinced it was going to work, and it did.
Right.
So any Top Gear fans out there remember that episode, they'll know.
I'm getting... All right, hang on. I've mentioned I use Google, right? Yeah, you're right. I mentioned I use Google. So one guy called Chris, Ian, don't be an info droid. Google is watching your searches and saving them. Use ask.com, right?
Yeah.
And then the next email is, don't be a fool, don't use Google, search webme.com.
Yeah.
So why have I got two people trying to stop me using Google, which, as we all know, is the world's greatest search engine?
Hey, you know what? You're probably better than me on that one, because I don't know. Check it out.
Okay, Steve. So that was your call, was it?
Hey, you know what? Cool thing.
Yeah.
Predator.
The film?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course it's cool. Everyone knows that. But that's not how it works. You're supposed to ask me what's cool, and you present me with something. I tell you whether it's cool or not. So
I'm cooler, man. Sorry, man.
Okay, well, Steve, you muffed it up. But don't worry, it wasn't your real name, so you can call back one day and be unafraid. 0845 60 60 973 is the telephone number. Let's go to Steve Allen in Watford. Hello, Steve.
Evening, Monsieur Ian.
Hello, boss. What can I do for you?
You asked the pilots.
Oh, yeah, hang on a second. Oh, it's time. Oh, in that case, it's time for this.
It's time for today's topical topic.
There we go. Can you put a bit of music under that? Make it sound a bit professional, Chris. It sounds boring. It's time for today's topical topic, Steve Allen. Now, I don't know if you noticed on the news today, an aeroplane hit another aeroplane on the ground.
Heathrow, yeah.
Yeah, one was British Airways. What was the other one? Sri Lankan or something?
Sri Lankan, yeah. 747 and some sort of Airbus, I think it was.
Okay, now, what I want to know is, how is that possible? I can understand this stupid mare reversing her Jeep into my car today and popping it because she was an idiot. But how is it possible that you're driving an aeroplane along the ground and then you go, oh, there's another... Oh, too late, I've hit it. How is that possible?
Well, you've got taxiways and there's, like, rights of way, like, on the roads.
Right.
And if someone came too close to a give way sign. I mean, there's give way signs, there's stop signs and things like that. On the apron, it's called.
Yeah.
And it's easy to make a mistake. I mean, you go by, like, air traffic control on the ground as well. So actually where to go, when to stop, when to go. And it's easy to make a mistake.
Oh, by the way, I watched a bit of Pushing Tin last night. What a load of old rubbish. Load of rubbish. Anyway, well, Steve Allen, can we give you a call back a bit later on? We need another pilot, and we want to recreate what happened on those planes, just so that the layman, me, can get an understanding of what might happen and how that's possible.
No worries.
So now, do you want to be BA or Sri Lankan?
Can I be BA, please?
You can. Okay. Okay. Chris, hang on a second. Chris is dealing with something. Chris is very important. Steve Allen is going to be our BA airport, pilot. And can you keep him on file? And when we get another pilot to be Sri Lankan, we'll call him back.
All right.
Thank you. Steve, thank you for that. Speak to you in a bit.
Good
lad. There we go. We're going to recreate that because I don't know how that's possible. I do not know how that's possible. That one plane driving along can hit another one. So we're going to get two pilots to recreate it. Now, what that means is we need another pilot. If that's you, 0845 60 60 973. And also, what would be great is another pilot and an air traffic controller. I may be asking for too much there. But ideally, we'd like another pilot, a proper pilot, not just like someone phoning up saying, oh, yeah, I'll do it. We may get to that, because I can see the phones haven't exactly gone mental. Chris?
What about someone who drives the stairs?
If we get really desperate, we'll get someone who drives the stairs, OK?
And there'll be a catering truck.
Listen, we're going to try and aim high. Aim high for a pilot, boys. Don't you know, think we can't... We can pull this off. We want a pilot, and we want someone who's an air traffic controller. 0845 60 60973, and we will recreate live on the radio this evening... What happened? No one was killed, were they? No. Okay. Well, then we can explore this in ways that have never been explored before. 0845 60 60 973 is the telephone number. Still trying to find someone who finds Les Dennis sexy. That's not happened yet. Ideally, a younger woman, because he's doing very well with the chicks. I don't quite understand that. A posh person with gold teeth. Do they exist? No. We'll keep putting out. I guarantee by 10 o'clock this evening, we will not have found a posh person that has got a gold tooth. Plenty of commoners, but not any posh people. 0845 606 0973. You can email as well if you want, I suppose. ian@lbc.co.uk. But really, I'm only giving out the email address to fill up the time so that we can go to the travel almost exactly on time. There it is. That, Karen, is professionalism and it's skills unknown.
Yes, unknown before that point in time. Anyway, I'll do the travel then.
You cheeky man.
I am, sorry.
Have you got gold teeth?
You fed me the line. No, but did you expect me to have?
Yes, I did. No, I bet you very find them attractive.
Whatever. I bet you find Liz Dennis attractive.
A little bit. Yeah, I guess get on with the travel, for goodness sakes.
I will. On the tubes, the central line is running again, but with severe delays, and it's not stopping at Hogan Station. That's after an incident, and there are delays clockwise on the circle line. For the trains, delays of nearly an hour on one railway through Ponders End. That's because of an incident. And on the roads, there's a crash still blocking a lane on the M4 as you head out of town after Junction 7 for Slough West. The traffic is stacked back to the M25. And it's also really slow into town with some onlookers on the opposite side of the carriageway. M25 clockwise at 7 for the M23. The inside lane is shut and the exit slip is shut where there's a crash. That's causing queues on the approach. And the A40 is still very slow as you head out of town. There's a lane blocked at the Medway underpass where the drain cover's broken. It's causing tailbacks to the northern roundabout. The North Circular southbound, that's also really slow. It's tailing back to the Brentfield Road junction. A5, that's closed through Maidervale in both directions between the Marylebone Flyover over and Hall Road, where they're doing resurfacing works after last week's burst water main. LBC 97.3 Travel, your next update in 30 minutes.
Join Jenny Eclair with some quality guests.
Julian Clary has waltzed in.
You're looking quite well. It's an odd hairdo, though. What's going on?
Well, because I'm the MC in Cabaret, this is a sort of comedy Nazi look.
It is very comedy.
Given me.
Who's going to be dropping in this week? Find out. Jenny Eclair, Saturday mornings at the later time from 11. LBC 97.3. If you're travelling abroad and you're about to get some no-frills travel insurance, are you sure it gives you all the cover you need?
Will your insurance cover any unexpected medical bills whilst you're away?
Or will you be one of the one in four who doesn't even buy it? LBC 97.3 and Confused.com have got together to bring you a series of essential podcast guides.
One for home insurance,
one for car insurance,
and the essential guide to travel insurance,
which you can find online now at lbc.co.uk. It's called The Essential Guide to Travel Insurance because it is exactly that. Confused.com have compiled a list of their top tips that can help you save money when buying travel insurance.
When it comes to travel insurance, this month's podcast has all you need to know.
To download it, log on to lbc.co.uk. The Essential Guide to Travel Insurance, brought to you by Confused.com, the online comparison site,
with LBC 97.3.
Ian Lee's Good Evening. Oh, man, what a show tonight. What a show. Compared to the awful last night's show, lazy, fat, boring. This one is a Sony Award winner, ladies and gentlemen. Sony Award. 0845, you know the number. Steve Allen in Cheam.
Hello.
Hello, Steve.
Hello, mate. I live in Malden.
All right.
Malden, that's... The worst thing is...
I'm not coming round.
No, I don't want you to come.
Good, well, don't tell me where you live then.
You're making me go mad. My name actually is Steve Allen.
Shut up.
It is, honest.
You're taking the role a little bit too seriously.
No, my name is Steve Allen.
Okay, well done for playing along.
Right.
Yes.
Honest truth. Yep. And the worst thing is, do you know when his birthday is?
Is it on Christmas Day, like
no,
Jesus?
No, it's on St. Patrick's Day.
All right.
Same day as mine.
Is this really Steve Allen?
Yes, it really is Steve Allen.
What time are you on tomorrow morning?
I'm on at 9 o'clock.
Oh, no, you're on at 5. What? I'm getting confused now. Who are you?
I'm Steve Allen in Malden.
Right.
Right, I'm the one who's cleaning my gold tooth.
You haven't got a gold tooth, have
you? Yeah, I'm very posh as well.
Are you a pilot that buys fake condoms? Because you're just trying to tick every box that we've got.
No, so now...
You're not posh.
I am.
You're dead common, listen to you.
Steve Allen's a posh.
Listen to you speaking. Say, all right, say, the rain in Spain falls mainly on the plane.
The rain in Spain falls mainly on the plane.
By Jove, I think he's got... You're not posh at all. Common as muck.
You're not.
I'm not posh, no, not at all.
But please, can you change the name? Because it's driving me mad. I'm trying to do the washing up.
Right.
And I keep looking over my shoulder.
Right. So what name would you rather us use?
Dave.
No, we're not using Dave.
Ian Lee.
No, I hate the name Ian Lee. It's horrible.
I hate the name Steve Allen.
Well, Steve, thank you for that. But no, we're sticking with Steve Allen. Thank you. Let's go to Steve Allen in Sheerness. Hey, Steve.
Hello, Ian.
How's it going?
It's going very well.
Lovely. What can I do for you, boss?
I wanted to talk to you about coolness.
Coolness, okay.
Coolness.
Yeah.
Is it cool to own a horse?
Not really. Sorry.
Okay.
But if anyone's just tuned in, people tonight are phoning me up and presenting me with something. I'm saying whether it's cool or not, because it turns out kids don't know what cool is.
I only ask because my wife, Steve Allen, and I both have a horse each.
A horse each? Well, no, now hang on, that's cool.
Ah.
It's you don't just own a horse, you have a horse each, that's cool.
Do you
catch criminals whilst you're riding your horse?
Because
that would be really cool.
No.
No? Okay, well, that's okay.
What was quite funny is my wife, Steve, and I were up doing our horses on Saturday.
A what?
And she fell off my horse.
She fell off your horse?
She fell off my horse.
What are your horses called?
Steve Allen and Steve Allen.
Yes! Well done, sir. I had my fingers crossed and you went along with it. Thank you. Yeah. Why have you got horses?
Well, why not?
Why not?
We've got cars as well.
Why not? Oh, okay, right, yeah. Why not buy, like, a really big telly or something?
Oh, we've got one of those, but that has to stay at home. You can't really ride a big television.
Steve, are you... a friend of mine has a horse. It's my producer, Chris. His girlfriend has one. Chicago. She won't let no one else ride it.
Your friend called Steve Allen?
Yes. She won't let anyone else ride it. And I've seen people say, oh, can I... I'd love to have a go on your horse. And her face, like, sort of drops. She goes... Yeah, okay, well, we'll sort that out. What she means is, you ain't not getting on my horse. Are you funny about strangers getting on your horse?
No, I'd be quite happy for anyone to get on my horse. She's not very big, is Steve.
Oh, okay.
And unfortunately, she'd probably buckle under me.
What's the difference between a horse, a pony, a donkey and an ass?
Asses are normally behind you.
Right.
Ponies have little feet.
Right.
Horses tend to be quite larger.
Yeah.
And what was the other one?
Donkey.
Donkey. He's bloke, I can't remember his surname, Quixote, wasn't it? Now, the other thing I want...
Is a pony... This is a serious question, although I'm realising it may be stupid. I'm going to say something really stupid, aren't I? Is a pony not a baby horse?
No, a baby... A baby horse is called a foal.
Oh, okay.
And then depending on how big it gets...
Yeah.
Depending on the size and everything, then it'll be either a pony or a horse.
Okay.
Staying on the coolness thing...
Yes.
I've got two sons, Steve Allen Jr.
Yep.
He's a big fan of Halo 3.
Oh, it's a good game. That's why, Chris, when are we going to have our next Halo 3 session? Because I want to have some.
Tomorrow morning?
No.
The next morning?
Yeah, Thursday morning would be good. Right. Let's have a big session. We'll have a big session. Okay, yeah, carry on, Steve.
He's going to be at school, so we can't play.
Well, I'm not playing with him. I'm playing with Agent Chris.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Whatever floats your boat.
What, were you trying to set me up a game with your son?
Well, we haven't got Xbox Live. I'm sure that he would beat you.
He probably would beat me. I'm rubbish at it, I'll be honest. Absolutely rubbish. It's a good game, though.
Now, Steve Allen, senior,
yes.
Is into Transformers.
Oh, yeah, they're cool.
Is that cool?
Yeah, very cool.
So we've actually got a reasonably cool family going on.
Turns out you're pretty cool. Apart from the fact you live in Sheerness and you're called Steve Allen, you've got everything going for you.
Yeah, but Ian, I can see the beach and the sea out of my bedroom window.
Steve, you beat me. Thanks for that. The coolest person we've ever had on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Steve Allen in Thornton Heath. Hey, Steve.
Hello.
Hello, Steve.
Hello, it's Sam.
No, it's Steve. No.
All right. Okay.
It's Steve Allen.
Okay.
Thank you, Steve.
Yeah, so I had to have a gold crown.
A gold crown. Now, what is... I don't know what a crown is exactly.
Well, actually, it's a tooth, because I only had a little bit of tooth left.
Right.
And the dentist wanted to take it all out.
I hate teeth. I hate
teeth. And I said,
teeth.
I don't want you to take that tooth out. Even if it's got a little stub left, keep it. I want a crown. And he said, no, I'm pulling it out. So I went to the other dentist. And she said, I can give her a gold crown. But you know what he did?
No.
He gave me a white crown.
Was it white?
And it snapped. And I paid for that. It cost me money. And it snapped.
No.
And when he... took the white crown out. He cracked my tooth.
Yes.
They had to take half the tooth out.
Right.
And then the other lady, then she was nice. She said, all right, I'll give you a gold crown.
Yes.
And so she gave me a gold crown.
Yes.
And I'm fine. It feels nice and soft on my tongue. And I don't have any problems.
But you realise you look common, don't you?
No, you can't see it.
Well,
the way it's positioned in my mouth, you can't see it when I talk.
Then why not just get like a filling or something? Oh, is it like a, it's like you've replaced the tooth, is it? Okay, right.
Yeah. Well, what I was thinking, if people are worried about having fillings, why don't the dentist put fillings all in their mouth, then the teeth won't rot?
It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard, but it...
Yeah.
Apparently...
Yeah, but if they're about
shut
to
up.
Get a hole in their tooth,
shut
right?
Up.
Just,
shut up.
If they want to, they
shut
can
up.
Just, like... Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently, in the old days, like maybe about 60, 70 years ago,
yeah.
It was fashionable and desired to have all of your teeth ripped out. Now, I heard that from Danny Baker.
Oh, no.
Apparently so. 60, 70 years ago, it was fashionable to have all of your teeth taken out and have false teeth put in.
Oh, no, you don't want false teeth. Just, if the teeth are going to...
False teeth are brilliant, man. I want false teeth. I want false teeth, because you're always talking a little bit like that. You're,
no, no.
It's your birthday.
You see, it doesn't matter about common or posh.
No.
The main thing is, as long as you've got your health... It doesn't matter.
It doesn't. No, it would be nice if that were true, but no, that's not the case. Of course it matters. It always matters.
Why should it matter?
But no, I mean, why should it matter? But it does matter.
Not all posh people are very nice to other people. They look down on people. That's not nice.
Exactly, that's why they're posh. It shouldn't matter, but it does matter.
And also, I've got a cool saying, make tea, not war.
I prefer drop bombs, not beats. No, drop beats, not bombs. What was the T-shirt I saw some kid wearing? I don't even get it. Anyway, did you watch Dragon's Den?
The sandals are cool.
Did you watch Dragon's Den last night?
No.
Oh, it was brilliant. Oh, it was brilliant. Yeah. It started off with a David Beckham lookalike that I work with, and he had a rubbish idea, and he couldn't see. He kept going, I'm talking.
Sorry.
I can't speak. Yeah. I can't speak. He was talking like that. It was a bit, the new guy, James Caan, fantastic. Duncan Bannatyne, oh man, he had a grey suit on and he had his top button undone and his tie loosened a little bit. Not finished. Peter Jones has dyed his hair and brushed it funny. And even the ugly woman looked all right. She looked all right, shall we say. It was brilliant. Brilliant. And there was a fella on there that had a gold tooth. He looked stupid. There was some punk rockers that were making beef jerky. And they wanted £100,000 for beef jerky. Can you believe that? Steve, you can talk now.
Yeah.
Yeah. About what I've just said.
Yeah, that's
respond.
Why I quickly talk, because I forget what I want
to respond
say, but I haven't forgotten.
To what I've just said about it.
I just want to
what
say
I've just
that...
Said, respond to that.
I've met a famous animal.
Respond to... No, respond...
No, there, you know, an alligator
I've just said.
In the
I just said something. Respond to it, Steve, please.
What did you say?
Oh, I've just done... I was just banging on about Dragon's Den for 3 minutes.
Oh, Dragon's Den. Oh, that. And
you've met. Hang on a second. You deserve one of these ages ago.
It's time for today's.
No, hang on. I've gone the wrong thing. Oh, blimey! You met a famous animal, did you?
Yeah.
What?
It was an alligator in the James Bond film. Retired in a farm.
Okay, I've got to say, your topic the other day about famous daughters that you've worked with didn't really take off. So, but we'll try. Steve, we'll try it. If you've ever met a famous animal. 0845-60-60-973.
Okay, it retired in a farm in Surrey, a reptile farm.
Yep, okay. Oh.
And it was really big. Hello?
Yeah, one more of those and you're out.
All right.
Oh, there it is. Right, okay. Thank you, Steve. So there we go. That's the topic. We'll do the Steve Allen thing for the next half hour. I quite like it. Is it funny, Chris? I don't know if it's funny, but I like it.
I'm laughing.
I can't see you laughing.
Look.
Go on.
That's just smiling.
Yeah, that's just smiling, man. Thank you, Alex.
It's a silent laugh.
Do a noisy laugh. It's not like you've just been touched somewhere you didn't want to. Right. Oh, Steve Allen, in Grantham.
Yes.
Yes. Can I come to... Oh, it's you. Can I come to you after the news?
Okay.
Thank you. That was a nice surprise. 0845-60-60-93. We still need one more pilot, if you please.
Now it's even easier for you to do your bit for less with great offers on Flash, Fairy Liquid, Fairy Active Burst and Ariel. They're all part of the Future Friendly campaign to deliver brilliant cleaning while helping you save energy, water or packaging. And there are special offers on Future Friendly cleaning products right now at Sainsbury's. Future Friendly works in partnership with sustainable NGOs. Offer subject to availability and ends 23rd of October. Certain offers in larger stores only. For more details, see futurefriendly.co.uk.
On 97.3
DAB
and online,
London's biggest conversation, LBC.
It's 8:30. I'm Holly Holland. Two men from southwest London have been charged by the Metropolitan Police with terrorist offences. Scotland Yard say the pair from Merton and Chessington are accused of conspiring to possess money for terrorist purposes. Both will appear before City of Westminster Magistrates Court in the morning. The mayor's admitted travel fares in London will go up to pay for Crossrail. Ken Livingstone's previously said funding for the £16 billion project wouldn't require a fare increase. Outlining more details of the project at City Hall, the mayor also said Transport for London would be responsible for any cost overruns. The Diana inquest has heard how a member of the paparazzi was seen fighting next to the Mercedes in which the princess was dying. Witness James Huth told the jury a scuffle broke out with a passerby within minutes of the crash in the Alma Tunnel. He was one of the first people to reach the scene in Paris in 1997. And Les Dennis is becoming a father again at the age of 53. The former Family Fortune host's girlfriend, 36-year-old Claire Nicholson, is due to give birth in April. Les already has a 26-year-old son, Philip, from his first marriage. In London's travel news, severe delays on the Central Line, and it's not stopping at Holborn Station after an incident. In London's weather, rain moving from the northwest across town, and some of those downpours will be heavy tonight, and there'll be lows of 12 degrees Celsius. You with LBC, it's 8:31.
LBC 97.3.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
0845 6060973.
I've got this frog in my throat, and I've had it for about the last month. I don't know if it's something in the air. The aircon in here is knackered. I don't know. It can't be. Maybe it is the aircon. I don't know. But I've just had this frog in my throat for ages. I do apologise. Right. 0845 6060973 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. What have we mentioned so far? Dragon's Den, gold teeth. Have you ever met a famous animal? I know. Isn't that so local radio? But we're going to put it out because Steve Allen suggested it. In fact, let's go to Steve Allen in Grantham. Hey, Steve.
Hi, Ian.
Hello there.
You know the last Steve Allen that was on?
Yes.
She's my favourite woman ever. I tell you.
She's something special, isn't she?
Yes.
Literally, she's special.
I would like to meet her so
No,
far.
You wouldn't. No, you
yes,
wouldn't.
I would.
She phones up Clive quite often as well, so she may phone Clive tonight.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to have to listen. You're going to have to buzz yourself.
Okay, but why have I got to buzz you?
Buzz you, not me.
Why buzz me?
Because you're wrong.
About what?
About the French car manufacturer.
What about it? What, Renault?
Okay, how do you say that?
Renault.
No.
How do you say it?
Renault.
Oh, you silly... Yes. You're getting buzzed, right? Hang on a second. All you did was put a bit of phlegm in your throat. Renault.
Renault. So you're not more
Renault. But I say it better than the congestion because they pronounce the T. They say Renault. Renault.
Yours is not better, I'm afraid.
Mine is me saying Renault is better than them saying Renault.
Well, you're wrong in any way, so...
Renault. Dolbo. Can you believe some stupid woman reversed into my car and popped it? The front wing is now completely ruined.
Well, you could weld it.
Well, I can't weld it. I don't think it's made of metal. It seemed to just pop. There's a massive hole in it. I could put my hand through it.
Oh,
I've had to make a claim on my insurance. Yes, thank you very much, stupid woman.
Money.
Yes.
That's all.
Is she gone? Where did she go? You got that? Steve Allen, pick your phone up again. Where have you gone? What happened there? Hang on a minute. It's very bizarre. Hang on a second. I can't... I can do that, can't I? Does that do it? How do I get those details up on my screen, Alex?
Which one?
I've got Steve Allen on the bottom there. I want to get it into my little phone book thing, but I can't seem to do it. I need to touch something, don't I? Options.
why did I hit the talkback?
I don't know. Go on.
Hit line.
Hit line.
And then the line.
What? There's a word line somewhere.
Yeah, in the little grey box down at the bottom right. There's the line thing. thing in the circle, in the blue circle.
What? What are you talking about?
Maybe is yours different to mine?
Yeah, I've got a completely different thing to what you're talking about. I've got call detail. I've touched call details. It says phone book.
Yeah.
All I want to do is just call her back.
Oh, you want her number?
Yeah.
Hang on a sec.
Oh,
hang,
for goodness sakes. All right, hang her up. Okay, she's gone. She's gone. Okay. I do apologise. You're listening to London's LBC 9.3 and I'm trying to get... Oh, that, all right, well done. Just, yeah, whack her through.
Hello?
Hello, Steve? Steve?
Hang on.
No, it's all gone.
Who's that?
It's me again.
Why?
Well, why did you hang up on me for?
Because I felt like you were
going to
hang up anyway.
I wasn't going to hang up on you.
I don't know.
We never got to the point you actually wanted to make.
Yeah, it was just about Renault.
No, it wasn't.
It was?
No, it wasn't.
What's written on your screen?
Steve Allen doesn't know who Les Dennis is.
I thought, yeah, that's quite true. Yeah.
Well, then why didn't you say that to me?
Because that's not why I called in originally, but Agent Chris very cleverly asked me the question. I don't know why. Why did... Well, who's that?
He's the producer. Oh, Les Dennis.
Dennis fellow, what did he do?
Well, he did Family Fortunes.
What? I'm not aware of that English part of your culture.
Okay, well, anyway, the point is, he's 56 or something, and he's got a 36-year-old woman pregnant, and we're asking what is so sexy about Les Dennis.
Well, I've never seen him.
Well, in that case...
That's it.
I have to cut you off. There we go. Let's go to Shango. Hey, Shango.
Hi, Stigger. Hi, Steve Allen.
Hi.
Yeah,
I'm Ian.
Yes, I am Shango.
Hey, Shango. Yes, you're Shango.
Yeah.
Good lad. What can we do for you, Shango?
Well, I do ask for a car for a plane flyer, and I'm a carpenter, so I assume you want to speak to a carpenter.
Right. Turn your radio off, Shango.
Yeah.
Because it's going to confuse you.
Okay, cool, yeah, right. Well, see, I'm a carpenter, I'm a chippy, and I use a plane quite often.
Oh, you're a carpenter, and you use a plane, the tool, the plane. I'm miming it.
Yes.
Right.
So I was trying to say if I can contribute to your programme.
Now, Shango, now, what we really need is actual aeroplane pilots.
Oh, aeroplane pilots.
Aeroplane.
Okay.
But, can I ask you, Shango?
Yes.
We've got one aeroplane pilot called Steve Allen. We're hoping to get one more before 9 o'clock. Can we call you back after 9 o'clock, and would you be our air traffic controller?
Yes.
Shango, we'll speak to you after 9.
Okay, all right.
Good lad, thank you.
Goodbye. Okay,
thank you.
Yeah.
Yes, okay, right, there we go. So Shango is the air traffic controller. We need one more pilot to recreate what happened today when an aeroplane hit another aeroplane. We need one more pilot. 0845-6060-973. So Steve Allen is BA, Shango is the traffic controller... And we need one more to be the Sri Lankan Airlines. Christopher's in West Wickham.
Hello, Ian.
Hello, Christopher.
You were talking about the guy in the Bond films.
Jaws.
Jaws.
Yes.
At the age of about 11, I met him.
Oh, hang on a minute, but you're only about 17 now, aren't you?
I'm 17, yeah.
So in 2001 you met him?
Something like that.
Yes.
More or less then, yeah.
Yeah.
Or perhaps even earlier than that.
Oh,
Yeah, so me and my friend went down to this place where they were doing signatures. There were all these famous people there.
Yeah.
And they had two of the Bond girls, some of the less known ones, like Spy Who Loved Me.
Still sexy, though.
Oh.
Hang on, the Spy Who Loved Me, that was Barbara Bach, wasn't it? That's Ringo Starr's wife.
Yeah, but it wasn't Barbara Bach, though. It was like one of the other...
One of the ones who gets killed really quickly, okay.
Yeah, one of them. And, me and my mate, who came with me, met Richard Keel. We've actually got photos of us two. And his hands were so big that they fit all the way around our head.
Yeah, that's why he's so terrifying. He could kill you. I'm not in any way implying that Richard Keel is a child killer. Of course I'm not. That's ridiculous. But he could do if you angered him.
Yeah, and he has a really deep voice. And he also has a son called Christopher, believe it or not. So
I do believe that, yes.
Yeah.
And is his son freakishly tall?
I've not met his son, but he said to me, you know.
Okay.
And I've got his autograph somewhere in a...
All right, so you've just... Let me just get this right, Chris. You've just phoned up to show off.
No.
Well, that's what it sounds like you're doing.
Oh, dear, am I going to get an error?
You've got one.
Oh.
You've got the three, Christopher. Don't just phone up and show off. Although, you can phone up and show off if you've ever met a famous animal. Yeah, I know. It's a rubbish topic, but it was suggested by Steve Allen, so we kind of need... We're going to go along with it because she suggests topics and we follow them and they are generally absolute guff. Giselle's in the Totteridge. Giselle, did you watch The Dragon's Den last night?
I didn't. I was teaching.
I
was teaching. I missed it.
Okay. It was very good.
I was supposed to record it for my boyfriend who's away, and I forgot.
It was an excellent one. They're on top form at the moment.
I see. Okay.
Yes. Anyway, please continue, Avu.
I called for one topic, and now I fit into a second topic as well.
Okay.
I was calling because remember Steve Allen suggested that you put fillings in to prevent cavities from happening.
Steve Allen did say that. Yes.
Well, that was actually a tendency in American and Australian dentistry back in the late 50s to early 70s.
Really?
Where they actually did that. Because I had all my fillings removed 12 years ago.
Yeah.
Only two of them were actually cavity fillings, and the others were preventative fillings, because I had all my teeth done when I was living in Africa in the Middle East.
When you say preventative fillings, did they just put like fillings on the top of your teeth, or did they drill holes?
They had to naturally drill to actually put the amalgam in. But they were putting them in areas where they thought in future you might have fillings.
So what a ridiculous idea!
So they actually damaged your teeth, because when they removed all my amalgams 12 years ago and I went white, they found out that only two of them had actually had any cavities beneath them. The others were just preventative. And I was livid that I'd lived with mercury in my mouth all those years because of some mad dentist.
Well, can we find this dentist and I don't know, kick him in or something?
I remember him. He used to do my teeth when I was in Sudan. And we always had power cuts, so he had like a Singer sewing machine, you know, with the pedal. Ooh. And he used to sit there pedalling to make the electricity to run.
Oh, no, he did not. That is hideous.
Yeah, it was the most god-awful thing that ever happened.
Oh.
And he had ducks that wandered in and out of the surgery from the garden as well.
Ducks?
It was a bit of a sort of nightmare.
And where was this, in the Sudan?
Yes.
Oh, man alive. That's terrifying, Giselle. But
the other thing that I was going to tell you...
Yes?
...was that I went to kindergarten with Emperor Haile Selassie's niece.
Okay.
And I got invited to her birthday party...
Yes.
...at the Imperial Palace.
Yeah.
And we got to go meet Emperor Haile Selassie's lion.
Yeah. Well, that's a... hang on a minute. You met Haile Selassie's lion?
Yes.
You've actually met a famous animal.
I did. I met Emperor Haile Selassie and his lion.
Well, I'm more impressed with the lion, I'll be honest with you. To be honest.
And they were in gold cages. There were two of them, and the cages were made with gold.
Of gold? Are you sure it was real gold? It wasn't just gold-plated like the fella on Dragon's Den was doing last night?
No, it was real gold.
Real gold.
The bathroom was made of lapis lazuli and malachite.
Yeah, but that's the poshest thing I've ever heard in my life. Is it posh or is it really, really naff? I can't quite work out.
I don't know if it was... This was sort of early 70s, so I suppose in those days it was sort of fairly posh, but, wow. I don't know.
Giselle, listen, thank you very much for that.
You're welcome.
It's a good call. Take care. Bye-bye. Let's go to Henry. Hello, Henry.
Hello there.
Yes.
And you've got a problem with, aeroplanes.
Ah! Oh, hang on a second. Let me just... we've got this thing. Let me play it. It's time for...
It's time for today's topical topic.
Yes. Now, what it is, Henry, is I don't know if you're aware of the plane crash that took place today.
Well, OK, yeah. Two planes hit each other.
Two planes hit each other.
Right.
And we're trying to recreate that. But we need... We've already got one pilot, a guy called Steve Allen, who's going to fly for BA...
Okay.
We have Shango, who's going to be the air traffic controller. We're looking for a pilot to pilot the Sri Lankan Airlines plane. Could you do that? Are you a pilot, Henry?
I am.
Could you do it for us?
I can. Not for a Sri Lankan aeroplane, but fine.
Well, don't worry. We don't need you to put an accent on. What it is, I cannot comprehend, Henry, how this could possibly happen. You know, cars clip each other, you can understand. But planes are massive. I do not know... How that is possible. So what, for idiots like me, we'd like two intelligent pilots after 9 o'clock to come back on and recreate possibly what happened in those respective cockpits. Henry, can we count you in?
You can.
Henry, we'll speak to you after nine. Thank you, sir.
All right.
Chris, we've got our second pilot. It's Henry in Sussex. Let me just jot that down. So Steve Allen is BA, Shango is Air Traffic Control, and Henry is Sri Lankan Airlines. Fantastic. It's a radio first, ladies and gentlemen. Tell Chris, can you notify the news department that we're going to be doing this after nine? Because they'll probably want to clip it and use it in the bulletins from 9:30 onwards.
Good point.
Yeah, send them a little email, give them a call, because they'll definitely want to clip that. Right. It's going all right tonight. I'm quite enjoying it. 0845 60 60 973. It's the telephone number if you want to give me a call. You can email ian@lbc.co.uk. Gold teeth, fake condoms, Dragon's Den, ever met a famous animal? We actually had a call on that just then. Haile Selassie's lions in a gold cage. That's pretty cool. Well, is that is that a famous animal, technically? Its owner is famous. Maybe I'm not. Bubbles the monkey is a famous thing. The chimps from the PG Tips advert, they're famous. 0845 60 973. We'll speak to Hamid in Notting Hill after this. It's the Travel News Now with Karen Mercer.
Looking at the tube situation, there are still severe delays on the Central Line and those services are not stopping at Holborn Station after an incident which happened much earlier on in the rush. There are delays clockwise as well on the Circle Line. If you're heading out onto the trains, delays of nearly an hour on one railway through Ponders End. That's because of an incident. And on the roads, the crash on the M4 after 7 for Slough West, that's now been cleared and traffic is back up to speed again as you head out of town. The A40, that's still looking quite slow as you head out of town. There's a lane blocked at the Medway underpass where the drain cover's broken. The A5, that's closed in both directions through Maidervale between the Marylebone flyover and Hall Road, where they're doing resurfacing works after last week's burst water main. And in Chelsea, Kings Road is closed in both directions between Beaufort Street and Edith Grove, where they're doing some gas works. If you're stuck anywhere or you've seen a problem that's causing a delay for somebody else, then please call me on the jam line 08000 68 60 80. LBC 97.3 Travel, your next update in 30 minutes.
Steve Allen, he's losing his mind.
Well, it's not called John Lewis in Reading. It's called, it'll come to me later. It's not called John Lewis. It is John Lewis, but it's not called John Lewis. It's called, oh, blimey, what's it called now? Not Peter Jones, no, that's Sloane Square. It's called, no, not Cavendish House. The John Lewis in Reading is called, the John Lewis, is, I'm going to come and hit somebody in a minute. It's not Astor Sainsbury's. What is it? It's called, I used to work there. John Lewis, it's called, oh.
Wake up with Steve Allen, Monday to Thursday mornings from 5, and at the weekend, join him for breakfast from 8 till 11.
Doesn't even say so on the blooming thing. Oh, it's they've changed it in Reading. It is called John Lewis.
LBC 97.3.
LBC 97.3 invites you to Seduced, the major new exhibition at Barbican Art Gallery. Seduced, Art and Sex from Antiquity to Now features 300 works by artists who've challenged sexual boundaries over 2,000 years. From early Roman marbles to 19th century photography to contemporary art. Seduced, provocative, seductive and occasionally explicit. Now on at Barbican Art Gallery, rated 18. For tickets, call 0845 120 7550 or log on to lbc.co.uk.
LBC 97.3. Ian Lee's
good evening. It's Hamid in the Notting Hill. Hello, Hamid.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir. What can I do for you?
Right, yeah, you were talking about the gold teeth.
Oh, man, aren't they the most hideous thing in the world? Don't you just look at them and think you are disgusting?
Well, actually, it's quite interesting to say that I do them quite commonly. The reason why I do them quite commonly is because on your posterior teeth, if you've got quite a strong bite, if you have porcelain crowns made to them, those are the white crowns, they get fractured quite easily.
Right.
And they're quite expensive to make, so it's actually quite functional. But these aren't posterior teeth, so on molars, if you want to call them. So they're not actually very visible. But having said that, yesterday morning I fitted a...
Are you a dentist, Hamid?
I am indeed.
Okay, right. We got that, okay.
Okay. I fitted an anterior crown, a sort of cover for a tooth on the front.
Yeah.
It was gold on this guy. And he saw me this morning and he was really happy. I said, "You okay?" He goes, "Yeah, my girlfriend really liked it. Thank you. And I was quite amazed because usually when you want to have anything replaced on your anterior teeth, you don't want anyone to realise that you have anything.
Are you saying that this gentleman's girlfriend put out because he had gold tooth?
Yeah, I don't know. She liked it, wow, whatever way. But yeah, he was pretty happy the morning. So
how many gold teeth have you got?
How many gold teeth have I got?
Yep.
Well, to be honest with you, I don't have any. But
yeah, because you realise it looks ridiculous, don't you? Be honest, it looks ridiculous.
To be honest with you, I'm a cosmetic dentist, so I don't really encourage people to have gold teeth on the front unless they want to.
Right.
Certain people, I think, wanted more for attraction than anything else, and attention more. Because I think with the hip-hop culture and whatnot, I think it's becoming more... Yeah, and you were talking about grills.
Yes.
The grills.
That's
are
the diamonds.
Yes. This guy was talking about eating chocolates, but they're actually removable. They don't wear.
Oh, they're like braces.
So what they do, yeah. So what they do, they take a cast of your upper teeth, and the dental technician works with precious metal and perhaps, in some occasions, diamonds.
So you wear fake diamond teeth. How stupid is that?
You can have the real ones as well, but I mean, who would spend $100,000 on grills that are.
P. Diddy.
Well, yeah, I suppose so. He makes a lot of money, doesn't he?
Is it... Because I know that Mick Hucknall from the Simply Red Band has got... Right. I don't know this, I'm guessing. Hasn't he got a ruby in his tooth?
Yeah, I think he's actually got a crown. I don't think that's different. He's probably had some sort of problem previously, and he had to have a cap because he was crumbling like your previous caller.
Yes.
So he probably went old-fashioned and had a ruby on it. You couldn't do things like that. There are actually people out there who actually go and buy these semi-precious stones and have them placed on their enamel on the front teeth just to say, I've got like a tooth jewelry. That's what they're called.
I mean, how can you bear to work with teeth when they're hideous?
Well, I tell you what, I actually find it quite enjoyable. What I do, when I was at dental school, to be very honest with you, I thought to myself, there's no way in the world I want to be a dentist for the rest of my life.
No.
But when I started working, I actually changed my mind. It's actually a good job. It's actually quite fun. I get to do a lot of interesting things. You know, someone comes in, well, I've been to the dentist for 12 years, they've got hideous dentition. They walk out of my clinic in a couple of months looking all beautiful with their confidence back. So I think it's a good job that I'm doing, and I actually enjoy it.
Final question.
Yes, sir.
Can I get grills on the NHS?
Of course you can, but only you, sir.
They're excellent stuff.
If you come to my surgery in Notting Hill and call me Steve Allen, I'll do the grills free for you.
Hamid, God bless you for that. Thank you, sir. There we go. I've got a secret code. I hope nobody else heard that, because I'm going to get some grills done. He did say I can get free grills, didn't he?
You're going to look so wicked.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Jim's in the Beckenham. Hello, Jim.
No, it's Steve Allen, the real Steve Allen. I like Jordan, Charlie Church and Posh Spice. Hello? Hello? So anyway, when you do your when you do your crash...
Let's go to Alan in Ascot. Hello, Alan.
Alan in Frimley.
Ascot.
Okay, Ascot then.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, I was a Heathrow controller for 34 years.
Oh, were you?
I was in the tower for 25, doing the visual bit, and then the last nine at West Drayton doing the radar bit. That's all I can do is Heathrow inbounds and outbounds.
That's a long time to be doing one job, Alan.
Yep. I loved it. It's the best best arcade game in the world. Much better all the things you talk about, and they paid me to do it.
Now
you can stuff those planes 2 miles apart inbound and get them so close they get so close they can't complain because it's just too busy.
He's bragging about it. I love it. You've made what could have been a very dull topic very, very interesting. Is it like playing a computer game?
There was some clever bloke there did make a computer game of it.
Oh, really?
I couldn't do it, but he did, yeah.
What, the people could
buy? He made a lot of money from it. I don't know what it was called, but this is 20 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
He did make a very successful computer game of, you know, of aircraft. There's four stacks of Heathrow, the planes arriving and bringing them off and...
Doing what?
It was very real.
There must be a lot of pressure on you doing that, Alan, because there's, like, thousands of people's lives at stake.
Well, you get big planes and little planes. Each plane, even a little one, you just treat as a big one.
Technical.
And you say... Crashes do have it. It's a tiny place, Heathrow, and those wings are massive. There were lots of things when I was there. It used to be Heathrow's a plane would sort of prepare to line up. The next plane would try and go down behind him, and his wing would just take his rudder off.
No, that doesn't happen.
Quite a bit.
No.
And then to put restrictions on. There were planes sitting at the holding pole waiting to take off with rudders flapping. This happened 3 or 4 times, honest.
Really?
Yep.
Well, Alan, I'm afraid you got pipped at the post by Shango, who's going to be our air traffic controller.
I'll have a listen.
Do have a listen, and if you're disappointed with Shango's performance, do let us know.
All right, then.
Alan, thanks for calling in, mate.
See you, bye.
Bye-bye. Let's go to Ryan. Hello, Ryan.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good.
I was just listening to the show, and I heard something about showing off on James Bond, and I'd just like to say that I actually feel like James Bond driving around in my Aston Martin 6-litre V12. How do you want to be?
How do I want to be? Fair play, he beat me. He beat me before... Okay. That's for me. 2 strikes I've had now. He just phoned up to show up. All right, well, I tell you what, we can do that for the last hour. Okay? If you just want to phone up and show off, and then put the phone down, you can do it. Simple as, all right? 0845-6060-973. Something you just want to show... He was just saying he's driving Aston Martin. What, flash gear? Doesn't really impress me. I'm not impressed by cars. I'm impressed by cars that don't have holes in the front where some stupid mare in a Jeep has reversed into them. But if you just want to call up and show off, we can do that for the last hour. We'll have a little recap as well after 9 o'clock of all the stuff that we've talked about so far. And, of course, we're having a world-exclusive, a reconstruction of the moment when a Sri Lankan plane clipped a BA plane, causing damage to the wing. So 0845 6060973. More of your calls after this.
Where does your front door lead? It could lead to this. Or even this.
Good evening, sir, madam, your usual table on the terrace.
You see, using the value of your home to finance your investments is just one of the strategies that's helped thousands of Inside Track's customers build substantial property portfolios and create more than 200 property millionaires. To find out how, just call 0870 124 4613 to go to a free introductory workshop from Inside Track. It's the start of a program to help you get the best out of property, whether that's buy to let, buying a second home, or even a third. How to find them, how to finance them, buying off plan, how to negotiate discounts. Over 100,000 people have already attended free workshops from the UK's leading property education specialists. Join them and see how doors open for you. Book now. Call 0870 124 4613 or go to insidetrack.co.uk.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
Right, the calls that we're taking about showing off, right, we're not taking them straight to air. So the gentleman that phoned up and showed off to Chris about various parts of his body, Chris, are you all right? That are you all right? That was a tough thing to take.
That hurt.
Yeah. They're not going straight to air, so don't phone up and say those things to Chris and withhold your number, right? Don't bother. Who's been here the longest? Naz has. Hello, Naz.
Hello, Ian.
Hey, Naz, what can I do for you?
Marvellous, splendid performance tonight.
Thank you.
You've got to be commended.
It's been all right tonight, isn't it? It's a bit rubbish last night, but it's a lot better tonight.
Yeah, to be honest with you, I did miss the last half hour of the show, but...
What, tonight's show?
The previous half hour.
Okay. Well, that's fine. Hey, did you watch Dragon's Den last night?
Sorry?
Dragon's Den, did you watch it?
No, I didn't, but tell me it was a marvellous performance of it.
It was brilliant, mate, brilliant. Duncan Bannatyne looks dreamy. The new fella is fantastic. They're all on fire. All on fire. It was great.
Theo's still on it,
isn't he? Theo is still on it, yep.
Yeah, he's the man for season.
He's my least favourite, but even last night I really enjoyed him, actually. I thought he did a really good job.
Any Muppets?
Yeah, every single person that came on was a Muppet. What was there? Was some stupid woman... there were these people that were making beef jerky, but they looked like idiots. They look like she had like pink hair and he had like a big Mohican, and they're all the dragons are going, you can't go round selling stuff dressed like that. They're going, what's the problem? I don't see what the problem is. You look stupid.
See, what it does is, I think that program itself exposes the wider problem that we encounter in society.
Oh yes, it does, totally.
It's disturbed individual. But,
yes.
Saying that, some of them do get funded.
Some of them do get funded, yeah.
So, it's not bad. But the thing that cracks me up is that how badly they sweat. They really do sweat, and it shows really badly on camera as well.
The thing is, there was a lot of sweating last night. A lot. There's a fella on there I know, a David Beckham lookalike, who I've worked with, a bloke called Andy. And he was on there, and he couldn't speak, and he had the sweat dripping off him. And, I felt sorry for him, but I laughed and texted my mate, who also worked with this. Have you seen this? It's brilliant. But yeah, you do get. Anyway, Naz, what did you call in about?
The reason was, how did I say, three reasons almost, right?
Okay.
So you were discussing three points, which were the fake condom, the cool kids in Britain. Is that right?
Yeah, sort of.
And the third point was, what was his name?
Steve Allen. Duncan Bannatyne.
No, the guy that used to host.
Les
Dennis, right?
Yeah.
So I'm off to Thailand. Now, the question was, I was going to put it to the wider audience, which was that Les Dennis has been seen in Thailand, roaming certain parts of Thailand, which are not...
Okay, so steady on.
I won't name them, but anyway,
he's going to Les Dennis has been seen in Thailand, yes, excellent.
Is it true? Is it fact, or is it just a rumour?
That Les Dennis is in Thailand? I don't know. I don't... We probably shouldn't dwell on that, Naz. What's the other point?
Can you get fake condoms in Thailand?
I would have thought if you can get fake condoms in Hackney or wherever it was I just said, then possibly, yes.
And if so, what are they, what, you know, are they of a particular type? And are the kids in Thailand cooler than they are in the UK?
Oh, the kids in Thailand are much cooler than the kids in the UK. Listen, we've got to go for fear of libeling anyone, and because I'm not quite sure what you were trying to say. Right, 0845 6060 973. When we come back, we'll speak to Bob in Paddington. Good evening, Bob.
Good evening.
And we'll also be reconstructing the dramatic on-ground crash between a British Airways plane and a Sri Lankan plane that happened earlier today, exclusively on LBC 97.3.
On 97.3,
DAB,
and online,
London's biggest conversation, LBC.
At 9, two men are charged under terror laws. Crossrail will cost London's commuters, and Kylie unveils her debut documentary in the West End. It's 9 o'clock. I'm Holly Holland. Two men from southwest London have been charged with terrorist offences following dawn raids carried out by Met Police earlier this month. Adam Mohammed from Chessington and Imad Shubaki, who's from Merton, are accused of conspiring to possess money for terrorist offences. The pair were arrested by officers from the Met's Counter-Terrorism Command on October 3rd. They're due before City of Westminster magistrates tomorrow morning. It's emerged travel fares in London will rise to pay for the £16 billion Crossrail project. The mayor made the admission at his weekly news conference earlier after previously insisting it wouldn't be necessary. Ken Livingston says they will increase to pay for the cost of borrowing to do the construction. Brian Cook, who's chairman of London Travel Watch, told LBC it's worth it.
It will bring tremendous relief to London. It will have more than the capacity of the Jubilee line in one new line. And I think the benefits it will bring. But I emphasise, I believe it will bring benefits to the UK. And some of the economic benefits it will bring to the city and Docklands will be spread UK-wide.
A man's been jailed for 6 years for possessing a handgun and live ammunition during the Notting Hill Carnival. Rick Lee Steadman's been convicted at Blackfriars Crown Court. Jim Diamond has been following the case from the LBC News Centre.
A 20-year-old from Derby was arrested by armed police in the Bayswater Road as part of an intelligence-led operation to clamp down on potential troublemakers ahead of the carnival. Police used automatic number plate recognition systems, which identified his black Golf as a car known to be associated with firearms. Officers recovered a handgun in a bag he was wearing around his neck. He'll serve 6 years in prison.
Kylie Minogue's comeback documentary is having its premiere in Leicester Square tonight. White Diamond is a story of her return to the music industry after breast cancer surgery 2 years ago. In it, she discusses her feelings, worries and aspirations during last year's Showgirl Homecoming tour. She says it's a fly-on-the-wall film.
A lot of backstage drama, tomfoolery, boredom. A lot of boredom as well. Just the different things that I go through and my team go through when we're on the road.
And if you're heading home in the car right now and you're not going very fast, this one won't come as a surprise. London has the slowest moving traffic in Europe with an average of just 11.8 miles per hour. A study by keepmoving.com revealed the best place to keep on moving is Hamburg. In London's travel news, there are severe delays on the Central Line and it's not stopping at Holborn Station after an incident. Remember, if you're away from your radio and want to stay in touch with the latest news, weather and travel, you can call 0901 723 6666. Course costs 35 pence a minute from a BT landline. Other networks and mobile rates may vary. In London's weather, rain moving from the northwest across town tonight. Some of the downpours will be heavy. There'll be lows of 12 degrees Celsius. The sun rises tomorrow at 7:26 and the rain will clear first thing from the east. Elsewhere, it will be dry and bright with plenty of sunshine. This is LBC. It's 9:03.
LBC Plus allows you to listen to your favourite shows on LBC 97.3 again. Log on to lbc.co.uk and go to LBC Plus to click and listen again.
Simplicity is a wonderful thing, like when you see, speak and surf for just £26 a month with Sky. A simple combination of great Sky TV, fast broadband and no extra charge for UK evening and weekend landline calls. With a simple, ongoing price that doesn't shoot up later. Available to both new customers and those already with us. To find out more, call 08702 42 42 42 or go to sky.com. Simple. Sky. Believe in better.
£30 standard setup, BT line rental payable, 01/02 numbers only. Subject to availability, UK households, minimum contracts and terms apply.
LBC 97.3.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
Good Evening.
9 o'clock.
Clive Bull's getting filmed next door. Channel 4, isn't it?
Very exciting. Anyway, Clive is on at 10 o'clock. Sunday to Thursday now, he does Sunday nights. Which is all very lovely, really. 0845 6060 973 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. In a few moments, we will be recreating exclusively on LBC 97.3 Ian Lee's Good Evening. The dramatic crash that happened between two aeroplanes at Heathrow today. Just because, not to make light of it or anything like that, I can't understand how the hell it happened. So we've got two pilots called in, Steve, Alan and Henry, and they are going to take us through it. We've also got an air traffic controller, a bloke called Shango. So they're going to talk us through it and we can get a better understanding of exactly what happened. Because it just kind of strikes me as amazing that that could happen at all. What else are we talking about? Let's have a little recap. Gold teeth. What's the point? Is there anything more obscene? They look hideous. Obviously, there's things more obscene than gold teeth. It's ridiculous. But they look stupid. Can you call in? If you've got gold teeth, call in and tell me why. Why? What's the point in having them? 0845 60 60973. Ever met a famous animal? I didn't come up with it. Steve Allen did. She said it was a good idea. I know. It's disappointing, isn't it? We mentioned the Dragon's Den. What else was there? I think that's pretty much... why is Les Dennis so successful with the ladies? Can someone please call in and let me know why? I just don't get it. 0845 60 60 973. But before the break, we spoke to Bob. Hello, Bob.
Good evening.
Sorry to keep you waiting, sir. What can we do for you?
That's all right. What's that fella's name? Bobby Davo, looky-likey?
Les Dennis.
Les Dennis, that's Les the Dennis. One, yeah. Yes. It wouldn't be anything to do that he's a multi-millionaire.
I don't know if he is a millionaire.
He'd be in the region of, I should imagine.
Well, he did Family Fortunes about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
One episode of Extras.
Oh, yeah.
And a rubbish programme on UK Play. And that doesn't spell millionaire to me.
Panto, mate.
Panto pays about 10 grand a week.
Yeah, well, obviously, maybe you've got some good money products or something from,
Money products, yeah, good money products.
But,
yeah.
Invested.
Like an ISA.
Index-linked
finances.
Could have done that,
It could be. Well, he could be a millionaire.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah. I've just watched the biggest load of thickos on television.
Oh, brilliant. What was it?
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Oh, yeah.
Midweek, yeah? How long has this been going on, this Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
It's been running for 25 years.
Yeah, well, maybe 125. I'm not too sure. But anyway, yeah?
I don't like the fact... They've changed it now, haven't they? So they've got rid of the easy questions.
Oh, you think so?
And they've changed the markers that where you can bank, where you can stop and stuff.
Yeah, you'd think so.
Yeah.
But the people just got thicker and thicker.
Go on.
First guy, first guy comes on. He's from the Wirral, and this is important. He's from the Wirral or Cheshire or somewhere, So he's north of Watford, yeah?
Yes.
He comes on. He uses all of his lifelines in the first three questions, yeah? But he doesn't... it's 50-50 uses. Yeah. Right, here's the question, right? What town is in North Yorkshire? Worthing or Whitby?
Whitby.
No, he bottled out and took the $2,000.
Oh, no. you can't battle on a $2,000 question.
Yeah, but he used all his lifelines beforehand.
Yeah.
Right? Then he got this other guy. Oh, he's interesting. Been living in Peru for 14 years, been all over the shop. Oh, he's been a teacher here and there, right? In which culture do they have... is the underworld known as Hades? In which culture? Ancient culture.
Right. I don't know. Give me the options. Give me the options.
There is Egyptian.
Yeah.
Scandinavian.
Yeah.
Something else, and Greek.
Egyptian.
It's Greek.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's Greek.
Oh, I got it wrong.
Yeah, you got it wrong, but I mean, he's a teacher, yeah?
Yeah.
So he gets that one. Well, he puts that one out to the audience. This is the very first question.
Well, hang on, that's the first question. I'd have been out.
Yeah.
Flipping it. Well, hang on.
I know, you would have used your choices.
No, I wouldn't have, Bob. I'd have gone straight in there. I'd have said Egyptian.
No, well, there you go. And your charity, charity would have lost loads of money.
I wouldn't do it for charity. I'd go on as a proper punter.
Really? I've been meant to ask you about something.
Yes, sir.
Daniela Westbrook.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. 0845 6060 973. Okay, now we're going to do it. It's hang on a second. Let's get this... hang on a second.
It's time for today's topical topic.
Although apparently the crash happened yesterday, is what I've been told. We're going to recreate the crash that happened between British Airways and a Sri Lankan Airlines plane. We've got... Shango?
Yeah, hi, yeah.
Turn your radio off.
Yes, stop.
OK, you're going to be the air traffic controller.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Henry.
Yeah.
You're going to be the Sri Lankan pilot.
Okay.
Henry, you are a real pilot, are you?
Yes.
What do you fly?
I fly an aeroplane that's used as an air ambulance to bring people back when they've been ill on holiday or broken legs or all sorts of things like that.
Flipping hell. You don't work with a doctor called Dr. Reese, do you?
No.
Okay, well, that's fine. Okay, so we've also got... Now, have I got... Chris hasn't put the other call through. Hang on. You've got to put the other pilot through, Chris.
He's not answering.
Oh, you're joking. Now what do we do? We're a pilot down. Hang on a second. Who's this Alan fella? Can we use him? I do apologise. Our other fella, has bottled out. Alan?
Yep.
Are you a pilot?
No, I was the air traffic controller. The real one.
Right, OK. Shango?
Yes?
You're going to have to be a pilot. This is... Already it's lost a lot of the credibility I was hoping it would have. So, Shango, you're going to be the BA pilot.
OK.
Alan, you're going to be the air traffic controller.
Yep.
Henry, thanks for putting up with this. You're the Sri Lankan pilot.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is for idiots like me. We don't know what happens. Are you ready? Steady. Recreate what happened.
Well, BA, you're called Seabird.
Yes, I'm coming through.
Just hold your position there. You're Air Lanka. Just hold position, Air Lanka.
Air Lanka, holding position.
All right. Speedbird, what are you doing, Speedbird? SBA.
Yes. Oh, I'm coming through.
Oh, my God. I think you're going to exclaim something very shortly, aren't you? Have you... Eyewitnesses, you just kicked the tail of that Air Lanka.
Oh!
You were looking down doing your instruments, weren't you?
No, I was having a smoke, I think.
Air Lanka, are you okay?
Well, we've got damage.
Oh, my God. Paperwork. Well, in that case, I press a button. Aircraft ground incident. Block so-and-so. Aircraft accident. Aircraft ground incident. Block so-and-so. Speedbird has run into the tail of the Air Lanka Airbus 340. Rendezvous point south.
So do we conclude English pilots are like English bowlers? They can't keep to the straight line.
It happens all the time.
I'm sorry about that. I was having a smoke. I'm sorry about that.
Don't say too much on the frequency. I advise you not to say too much.
No, I'm not saying much, no.
You have to close your engines down, Air Lanka, and you, Speedbird.
We'll shut down, we'll put the kettle on.
Yeah, I'll have to get the tugs out, I think. It's going to be a long day towing you back and disembarking.
It's all right, we're Sri Lanka, we've got plenty of tea.
All right, then, you better have plenty of tea. I've got right reports as well, so, I'm not going to say too much. I've seen it happen in reality. But can I just confirm that Air Lanka, there's nobody injured on board?
Nobody injured on board.
And Speedbird, you okay? Nobody injured?
No injured on board, no.
And what exactly is the nature of the damage again then, Speedbird?
We're still assessing the damage. We haven't had any information on the damages yet.
Okay then. Well, the fire service will be out shortly and they'll come on, I want to talk to you when they get there.
They got
a frequency they use, 121.6. Well, if you can just dial it up and listen to the farm, he'll come up and talk to you. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Have you got that frequency?
Yes, absolutely, yes.
Okay. I don't think I should be doing all this.
Come on! Fellas!
Yeah?
That was fantastic!
That was it.
I suspect that Shango was the weak link there.
Well, he's a jolly pilot. He's jolly than most of them.
You're not supposed to... Henry, you're not allowed to smoke when you're flying, are you?
Certainly not.
No, I wouldn't...
You don't laugh when they crash, either.
No, I don't. But then, Alan, do the air traffic controllers complain that when there is a crash, they've got to do paperwork?
Oh, good, yeah. That's why I retired.
Oh, God, I think there's going to be a crash.
I stopped doing it because I had to write so much paperwork. When I did the radar at West Drayton, you can do 3 miles apart, so we did 2.5. When it's windy, you could do 2.5, so we did 2. And if it goes to 1.99, a bell goes off, and you get yanked out and start writing paperwork out.
It serves you right.
Listen, I shouldn't be saying all this.
Alan, thank you very much for that.
Yes.
Henry, thanks a lot for playing along.
My pleasure. Just one quick point, Ian, on Dragon's Den.
Yes.
It's completely back to front.
Why?
They should interview the dragons at the end, and the dragons that haven't actually made an investment should be in trouble.
Do you know what? That's not a bad idea.
Because that sourpuss woman, she always says it's much too easy for her just to sit back and say no.
Yeah. She always does. You're spot on there. I'm going to write to them and suggest it.
Yeah.
I'm going to go on to Dragon's Den and suggest that as an investable thing.
They shouldn't be able to say no, no, no all the time.
No, they should have...
The Australian guy used to say yes.
They should have to invest at least £50,000 per show.
Exactly.
Henry, thank you for that.
Thank you.
Shango, thanks a lot, boss.
You're welcome, you're welcome.
Take care, fella. Call us again soon.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Can we send that into whatever the best of is called these days? That was fantastic. Much better than I thought it was going to be. Well, and, Leserman, that is how a Sri Lankan plane clipped a British... Hang on, I thought it happened on the ground, didn't it? It's the Travel News now with Karen.
Onto the Tube, severe delays on the Central Line and Holborn Station is closed for the Piccadilly and Central Lines now after an incident. The delays clockwise continue on the Circle Line. On the trains, Angel Road train station is closed. That's after another incident. Looking at the road situation, there are queues on the M25 clockwise at Junction 30 for the A13. That's as you head towards the QE2 bridge. It's closed for some overnight works. The A40, that's now completely open as you head out of town at the Medway underpass. The drain cover has now been fixed. The A5, though, is closed through Maidervale in both directions between the Marylebone flyover and Hall Road for resurfacing works after the burst water main last week. In Chelsea, King's Road is closed in both directions between Beaufort Street and Edith Grove, where they're doing gas works. If you've got any information on something that's causing a queue, please call me on the jam line 08000 68 60 80. LBC 97.3 Travel, your next update in 30 minutes.
Next time you're away from home but want to keep up to date, remember you can check out the latest news on your mobile phone. Just call 0901 723 6666 and choose News.
News.
Concerns are growing that climate change protesters at Heathrow.
You can also select to hear travel and weather updates.
Store 0901 723 6666 into your mobile now and stay in touch with LBC wherever you are, whatever you're doing.
Calls cost 35 pence per minute from a BT landline. Other networks and mobile rates may vary.
News, weather and travel on the go from LBC.
If you have hip or knee osteoarthritis and have been suffering from chronic pain for more than 3 months, the Barts Pain Research Group would like to hear from you. We're looking for people over the age of 40 to take part in a study that looks at the pain relief gained from taking a new, strong painkiller. Candidates need to have been taking painkillers for at least 1 month of hearing this commercial. If you want to help, call the Barts Pain Research Group on 020 7601 7314. That's 020 7601 7314.
LBC 97.3.
Oh, yes. Oh, I'm getting peckish now, but not having chocolate during the show anymore. No, no. Trying to eat 3 meals a day, stopping snacking, and not having chocolate during the show. I'm going to get fit again, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to be buff. You wait and see if I'm not. Right. 0845 60 6093. Thank you to everyone who took part there in that reconstruction. That was brilliant. I absolutely love that. Right. Who's been there? James has been there for ages. Hello, James.
Hello there, Ian. How are you?
I'm very well, sir. Do you enjoy the reconstruction?
Well, that's what I called. I'll do my own reconstruction. Ring, ring. Hello there, LBC. Hello there, Chris. This is James in Streatham. I was just wondering, I can be a stand-in pilot. I'll call you right back and you can be a pilot in this reconstruction, OK? Right. OK, Chris. Ring, ring. And then I was just on hold for ages.
Oh, Chris, is this true that you promised James a part in the reconstruction?
Yeah, but he didn't prove himself.
What do you mean he didn't prove himself? Chris, I'm afraid that you have got your first strike of the night. James, I'm sorry about that.
That's okay, but I was very disappointed on Saturday night.
Oh.
Because I was watching the 100 greatest comedians, stand-ups in British, in Britain, no, over the world.
100 greatest stand-ups, yes.
You weren't there once.
Oh, no! My stand-up act used to be so cutting-edge.
Are you being sarcastic?
Yeah, my stand-up act was rubbish.
Oh, I thought because you were rubbish on Rise, but you're brilliant on the radio.
Whoa! I was brilliant on Rise.
You're much better on the radio. Everyone I've spoken to, including drunks, have said that you're much better on the radio.
I used to love. Do you know what? Rise was the best job I've ever had, and I completely wasted that opportunity.
You could have reached as wide as Denise Van Houten.
Yeah, I could have done. She's like, she's in the West End. I've got something in my tooth. Hang on. She's doing the West End and stuff now. She's like, does a TV show in America.
I think the West End's a bit too classy for her. I never imagined her.
She's nice. I like Denise. She's, I've got something stuck between my teeth. Hang on a minute. What's that? She's sexy.
Let's just say I'm better friends with her than I am Carol Ann McGiffin.
Yeah, well, we'll leave it there, James. Thank you very much for that. Let's go to Christine. Hello, Christine.
Hello.
Hello, Christine.
The other last week...
What?
The director himself...
Hang on a minute. Whoa, calm down. Is your mouth anywhere near the phone?
Yeah.
Okay, like you're showing off. We've asked people to phone in and show off. Yeah. Away you go.
Okay. The director himself of my company come over to the IT department and gave me a bottle of champagne and a hug because I'm so kind, and then all staff email went out about news and things, and it mentioned me and how to have a round of applause and a bottle of champagne because I'm so kind and friendly and I never forget anyone.
That means you're going to be fired in a week. Just put the phone down. Well done. I forgot the rules. I'm sorry, Christine. Thank you. If you want to call up and show off and then put the phone down, you're more than welcome to tonight, 0845 60 60973. I shouldn't have interrupted, Christine. I'm sorry about that. But you can call in and we're here till 10 o'clock and it's been a very busy show, but Chris, the screen is looking a little blank. We've got calls. Do I need to do a big sell? Or I do. Okay. I'm not going to. We're going to wing it by the seat of our pants. I do a sell after 9:30. If you call up now, there's a very, very strong chance. Have I only got these three calls? Okay. And one of them is Vinny. Okay. All right. 0845 60 60. Is that the right number? Yeah, 973. Dean is in the Putney. Hello, Dean.
Whoa, you right?
Yes, I'm excellent, Dean.
Okay, good stuff. Now, just quickly, I've got a gold tooth. I got it done when I was 14. Can you believe that?
Why did you get it done? Who allowed you to get a gold tooth at 14?
Exactly, the dentist shouldn't have done it.
No, he shouldn't have done it.
No, but I paid.
Were your parents around?
But I managed to hide it from my mum. Or at least till I was 18 or 19.
Hang on a minute. You had a gold tooth and you hid it for 4 years from your mum?
Yep.
Not possible.
I just didn't grin properly. That's all.
Where was the gold tooth?
It's on the top left.
And she didn't notice it for 4 years?
Nope, she didn't.
Wow, that is... Well done, you, mate. Who knows what else you may have sneaked past
her. But I totally regret it now anyway, because obviously...
You look silly.
Well, I wouldn't say that, but... No. But it has gave me some girls in the past, so there you go.
Do girls love it, then?
Well, some do, and I've met some girls that they really don't like it, because they think that you look too gangster.
You look too gangster. You look common. Dean, why do you regret it, though?
Because the injection in the front of your gum...
Injections in the gums is the worst thing, isn't it?
No, you really don't know. The injection right in the front of your gum. I mean, injections...
I've had injections in the front of the gum.
Hey, it felt like the needle was going right up to my nose and it just drew out tears at the time. And
yeah, you cried. Dean, don't be afraid to admit, you cried like a baby.
I wouldn't deny that.
You cried, you didn't look all gangster then, did you, brother? Hey, you're crying like a little girl.
Yeah, well, I was only 14 anyway, so...
Okay.
There you go.
Well done you for hiding it from your mum for so long. I think that is very exciting.
Thank you very much.
Cheers, Dean, take care.
Easy, bye.
Bye-bye, it's Mireille.
Hello, Ian.
You couldn't hide a gold tooth from your mum for 4 years, could you?
No, not really.
That's incredible. Either he's telling Porky Pies, or his mum's not very observant, because that's, mums know when you've done something like that.
Mums know everything.
Oh, don't they just? They're terrible.
And you realise that when you get older.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm phoning up to bring a bit of sanity to the show.
Yeah, please do, because it's been mental.
Okay, it's been great, actually.
It's been all right tonight, yeah, I've enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's been really good. I just wanted to back up. I think it was Mario and Steve from earlier.
Oh, about this ridiculous self-parking car.
You know, I'd never lie to you. I'm not a car person, I did happen to see a car magazine at a friend's, and it was going on about the latest BMW.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Mercedes. I'm told you I'm not a car person. Mercedes.
Right.
And it's got self-parking, but it's coming out. It's not out at the moment, and that's the truth.
But you have to do the you have to accelerate and brake yourself.
No, I don't think you do. I think this is the prototype. You have to accelerate and brake. I think the one that's actually coming out top of the range is going to be where literally the car does it for you.
I do not believe that is possible. I do not believe it. I'm sorry, Morel.
I wouldn't lie to you, Ian.
I think you've been lied to. I believe that you believe it. I think if you went on the Jeremy Kyle show and did a lie detector test, you'd believe that you believe it. But I think whoever has let you.
I've read it in a magazine.
Yes.
I think it was What Car or something. I'm not too sure.
I'm not a car person,
but it was in print.
This is fantastic. If this is true.
Absolutely.
If this is true, then this is. We are living the dream. Then surely there's. Apart from a time machine, there is nothing else to invent.
This is the next thing. Time machine is going to be the next thing.
No, it's got to be. Once I've invented the time machine, that's it. There is nothing else to invent. That's the last thing. Mm. Well, time machine and a transporter that you get on it and you appear somewhere else. Those are the only two things that need to be invented. Now, everything else has been done.
Absolutely.
Mireille,
I wanted to clear it up for you, Ian.
The Mireille, thank you very much for that.
You're welcome.
Cheers, bye-bye. There we go. We're that close, ladies and gentlemen, to living the dream. Everything else has been done. DVD record, portable cameras, you can record on DVD. Jetpacks.
Where are the jetpacks?
In that Robbie Williams video, he's got a jetpack.
Oh, yeah.
Hovercrafts.
Chairs that are like cars.
Guns that you can fire around corners. You can get them, guns that fire around corners. They've got a mirror and they fire around a corner.
Bluetooth?
Bluetooth.
Redbush?
They've invented everything they need to invent, apart from those two things. So there we go. Steve!
Hello.
Hello, boss.
How you going?
Yeah, I'm good. Is that my right out time, Chris? Thank you very much. I'm going very, very well, thank you. It's nearly home time for me.
Good, good, good.
Yes.
Before I actually ask my question...
Yes, Steve.
Just going on that car thing, which parks itself...
Yeah.
I vaguely remember seeing something about 10 years ago where the four wheels on the car actually inverted inwards towards the curb.
I remember seeing something along those lines. I don't think they ever made it, though, did they?
I don't know. Maybe there was a bit of a technical glitch. Imagine driving down the road and all the tyres...
Suddenly went the other way.
It would be
exciting, wouldn't it? Hey, Steve, I did something naughty today.
What's that?
Well, the bin men came today, and I've got my mum's old Hoover, and I left it out the front, and they didn't collect it, which I thought was a little bit lazy of them. All they got to do is just pick it up and chuck it. They didn't collect a Hoover, right? So, poor show for the bin men. So what I did is I put it in the car, I drove past a skip, and I got out, and I just chucked it in the skip outside someone's house, then drove off really quick. Well, actually, I drove past it, I thought, oh, maybe I should, went back, put it in the skip, then drove off. Is that illegal?
First, I don't know, but it's what everyone does.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
I shouldn't feel so bad about it then. But I couldn't believe the bin men wouldn't take a Hoover.
I remember years ago when they used to take everything.
Well, we mentioned this on the show once, and someone phoned in and said, oh, yeah, they took a settee they had once.
Really?
Yeah, they gave them £20 for it, but they took a settee and put it in the back. But they wouldn't pick up a Hoover. What lazy... I'm so disappointed with... This country used to be Great Britain. Now it's rubbish Britain. No, I don't mean that. But I'm so disappointed
with
Royal Mail and the bin men. Anyway, Steve, what did you call in for? Sorry.
I've just flown back from Greece.
Yeah.
And, you know, on top of the old air traffic control thing, going on to the old keeping on the airline theme?
Yes.
You know the little spinny thing for the radars and stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
How come they spin and ones on boats are fixed?
I thought the ones on boats did spin.
No, if you go to marinas and stuff, like, they've got a bar that goes through the middle, but they don't spin.
Is it because the ones aren't... And this is only a guess, and probably doesn't even make sense. The air traffic control ones have to operate in 3D, in that they have to do height as well as distance.
Yeah, but why would it need to spin, though?
You saw the flaw in my plan there, and you asked me the direct question, from which I have no answer. I don't know, Steve. Vinny, do you know?
Traffic control
No, I don't.
Okay, Vinny doesn't know. Well, if anyone does know, 0845 60 60 973. Cheers, Steve. Vinny's just put the phone down for some reason. I don't quite know why. Cheers, Steve.
Cheers. See you later.
Chris, can you get Vinny back? He's just put the phone down like a muppet. Got something very important I have to say to him as well. Right. Oh dear. Sorry, I've got this frog in my throat. I do apologise for coughing in your ear, dear listener. It's not pleasant for you. It's not pleasant for me. It's damned horrible. But that's the way it goes. 0845 60 60 973. Last 30 minutes of the show. If you want to give us a call, now's a very good time. We're dissing gold teeth. We're asking, have you ever met a famous animal? It's not my topic, before you laugh. Talked about Dragon's Den, about fake condoms, about how the two massive jumbo jets bump into each other. No one has called in and said they find Les Dennis sexy. I'm starting to feel a little bit sorry for Mr. Dennis now. Could someone just phone in and lie and say you find him sexy, even if you don't? And also, if you want to show off and then put the phone down, you're more than welcome to 0845 60 60973. Try and get through as many calls as we can before the end of the show. Here comes the news.
On 97.3
DAB
and online,
London's biggest conversation, LBC.
It's 9:30. I'm Holly Holland. Two men from southwest London have been charged with conspiring to possess money for terrorist purposes. A 28-year-old man from Chessington and a 31-year-old from Merton are due before City of Westminster magistrates tomorrow morning. The pair were arrested by counter-terrorism officers in an early morning raid on October 3rd. Travel fares will go up to pay for Crossrail. Ken Livingstone says they'll increase to meet the interest payments from money that will be borrowed to fund the project. London's mayor has previously said funding for the £16 billion scheme wouldn't require a rise in fares. A man's been given a six-year jail sentence for possessing a handgun and live ammunition during the Notting Hill Carnival. Rick Lee Steadman from Derby was arrested by armed police as part of an operation to clamp down on potential troublemakers ahead of the event. The 20-year-old was convicted at Blackfriars Crown Court. And the winner of this year's Booker Prize will be unveiled at the Guildhall tonight. The lucky author gets £50,000. The award is given for the best novel of the past year, and Ian McEwan is in the running for his work, Chesil Beach. In London's travel news, there are severe delays on the Central line after an incident at Holborn, and the M25 is slow clockwise at junction 31 Lakeside. In London's weather, rain moving from the northwest across town tonight, and some of the downpours will be heavy, and there'll be lows of 12 degrees Celsius. You're with LBC. It's 9:31.
After 20 years on the factory floor, I fancied a desk job, but I knew my English would let me down. But when I found a Learn Direct course called Away With Words for Men Who Do Tons of Overtime to Fund Their Wives' Attempts to Turn a Small Semi into Buckingham Palace, well, that was it. Sales and marketing. How can I help you?
Get a nationally recognised English qualification. Call 0800 101 901. Learn Direct skills and qualifications. Ready when you are.
LBC 97.3.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
0845 60 60 973.
Chris, you know the Booker Prize?
No.
It's just mentioned during the news there, the Booker Prize.
Oh, yeah.
Is it called the Booker Prize? It's a serious question. Because it's about books? Or is it named after, like, I don't know, Thomas Booker or something?
Or Alfred Booker.
Or whoever Booker, yeah. Which is it? Is it because it's about books or it's named after someone?
I think it's about books.
Okay. Well, if anyone knows the accurate answer, I think we can pretty much assume that whatever Chris says, the opposite is true. 0845 60 60 973. David!
Hello.
Hello, David.
Hi. Or Steve Allen. Just going through the papers here.
Yeah.
It's written about two aeroplanes that have crashed together. I mean, of all the stupid things. I mean, you buy a car, the door handle sticks out a quarter of an inch, and you've got a 4-inch mirror showing you it. And an aeroplane, you've got 35 feet of wingspan. Do you see any wing mirrors? No. It really makes me mad. How stupid these people are at times. Teeth. Yeah, nothing wrong with acrylic teeth. I have acrylic teeth. Seven of them, the top jaw.
Thank you, David.
Less chavvy. Acrylic is the way to go.
Yes. Thank you, David.
Coincidences.
Oh, yeah. You're ticking every box for us, are you?
Ticking every box for you. Yeah, a friend of mine got rehoused, yeah. And he moved into a flat below where I used to live in the mid-'80s.
Yeah.
And then a few years later, when I was rehoused,
yes.
I was put in a flat below where he used to live in the mid-'80s.
Right.
So it was like two coincidences in one at the same time.
Hang on, say that again. Your friend was rehoused.
He was rehoused, and
he moved around the corner from your mum. What?
No.
What?
No. My friend was rehoused, and he was put in a flat below the flat where I used to live.
Right.
And some years later, when I was rehoused,
yeah.
I was put in a flat below where he used to live.
Okay.
And we lived in those other places around the same time in the mid-80s.
Okay, David,
there's coincidence of happenings there.
Yeah.
And the time, right, okay. Did you get your mother's tree sorted out, by the way?
Oh, nuts, I meant to phone them back up. Yeah, yes, there's someone, I've got to phone up a company, I should phone them, oh, let me write it.
Yeah, they're very creative in their urban tree surgery. They're very good. They can give you references and all that.
Who's this? Your friends?
Yes.
Oh no, I've got a man that's going to come and do it now.
Right. Okay. Then.
And I've got a call.
It won't be as good as mine. But
no, I'm sure he won't. But I just want it done quickly, to be honest. Call tree people. But thank you for the offer.
Okay, dear. Little trick you can do that, which explains how planes actually fly.
Yes.
That's if they get round to stop bumping into each other on runways.
Yes.
So you get a tall drinking glass.
Yes.
And about 2-3 inches round, and you balance a 2-pence piece on the edge of it.
Right.
And what you're going to do is try and blow the coin over the glass.
Right.
And what you have, the trick is, tell anyone to do that and they'll blow under the coin.
Yeah.
And it will just go straight in the glass.
Yeah.
The way to do it is to blow over the top. And you get a low pressure.
You can't blow a 2-pence piece over a glass.
Of course you can.
That's insane, David.
Well, they haven't locked me up yet.
Okay. Anything else?
Anything else?
Too slow. Thank you, David. I've got to phone these tree people tomorrow. They phoned me up and I didn't. Vinny?
Yeah?
Would I be correct in saying, happy birthday to you? Happy... Join in, everyone. Birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Vinny. Happy birthday to you. Hooray.
It gets depressing after about 14, isn't it?
Sorry?
It gets depressing after 14.
So, how old are you today? 16?
20.
20? 20 and never kissed a girl. Never mind.
I'm not a teenager anymore.
No, that's... Well done. I got two of those words, and I think I managed to construct the sentence in my head that you were trying to construct, so that's good. How's your podcast coming along?
I was about to do one today, yeah.
And then you got kicked out of the internet cafe?
No. And then I thought I won't bother. So I listened to it back, and it wasn't very good.
Oh, no, you should put that out anyway.
It was taking the mick out of you. By the time I wasn't swearing.
Did you record it? Have you still got it saved?
It was called the Ian Lee parody.
The Ian Lee parody, very clever.
Yeah.
Have you still got it saved?
Yeah.
Send it to me.
Okay then.
I want to hear it.
All right then.
All right, good lad. Anyway, what did you want to phone up and whinge about?
About Golden Tooth.
Oh, hang on a second. So we see Jules wants to show off. Jules, go on, show off.
Hello, Ian, all right?
Yeah.
Yeah, brilliant. Last time I spoke to you, we were arguing about how hamburgers came to be called hamburgers.
Oh, yeah.
Hamburger.
Occasional person, me, but I do have a bit of showing off to do.
Show off then, Jules, then slam the phone down once you've done it.
I can't wait to. I'd love to, because I've been sat here waiting a while.
Well, 4 minutes.
Yeah, all right, 4 minutes.
Yeah.
When I phoned up, when I turned the radio on earlier, the guy was boasting he had an Aston Martin, just like James Bond.
Yeah.
I went, that's nothing. I've actually bombed across the sea from Morocco to Spain on a jet ski. I've had a fight on the top of a hotel in Helsinki. And well, that's about it, really. But, I mean, that's pretty sort of like, I used to go out on a, like, international, like, jet...
Slam the phone down then.
I'm slamming it down. Cheers, bye.
That wasn't a slam, was it? It was all right. It was good. He should have just said, I've been from Morocco to Spain on a jet ski and a fight.
He needs a blue Peter badge.
He needs a blue Peter badge, yes, and a fight on the top of a hotel. Good night.
Anyway, about Golden Tooth.
Yeah, they're horrible, aren't they? What idiot? What muppet? What stupid, stupid, common person would get a gold tooth, Vinny?
Oh, you're trying to call my mum stupid.
Is it your mum?
My mum's got one, yeah.
I'm so sorry about that.
Well, the dentist told her you have to get it.
What do you mean the dentist told her she had to get it? It doesn't work like that.
Apparently it does.
Well, apparently it doesn't, mate. A dentist...
Because my mum was chipped tooth.
Right.
And
so you just get it capped?
Yeah, so, no, you have to put
Goldfinger on it. Goldfinger?
Yeah.
You don't have to put Goldfinger on it at all.
It costs a lot of money as well.
Well, how much?
About...
You're just going to make a figure up, aren't you?
Just under $1,000.
Just under $1,000?
Yeah.
You've made that up. It's about 200 quid, I thought.
I don't think it's... a normal... It's a filling, you know, tooth.
Okay, well, hang on.
Putting a dentures up is about £200.
Okay, Cassie.
Hello.
You got something for Vincent, have you?
I do.
Yeah, where you go?
Here we go.
1, 2, 3, go. Happy birthday! Happy birthday! La 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 la. It's your birthday! It's your birthday! Come on! La 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 la. That was good.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you, Cassie.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. What was...
Actually, I should change my name to Vince.
Vince. Well, she thinks you're called Vincent. Can we change his name to Vincent on the screen, please, Chris? From now on,
yeah.
change your MySpace to Vincent, please.
Okay, then.
I've still only got 960 friends.
You can add about 30 or to, you know, those music people.
What music people?
What bands do you like? You know, current ones.
The Beatles.
No, I mean current one.
Oh, sorry. The Moody Blues?
Yeah, just add them on the MySpace, isn't it?
No, but I used to have 5,000 friends, Vincent.
Yeah, well, that's your fault, then, isn't it? You deleted them all.
Well, you need to... No, I've got less friends than you, though.
Yeah.
Have you noticed the MySpace... If anyone wants to add me to MySpace, by the way, myspace.com/TheReallyAndMe. Have you noticed it's really quiet there, isn't it, now?
Yeah.
No one posts bulletins, apart from idiots, called Clark Kizzle. Nobody sends messages. Nobody does. It's really quiet.
No one does blogs.
No, except for me. I do blogs.
Yeah, only to update your podcast.
Only to update my podcast. I should be putting up a new Shindiggery 10.2 tonight as well.
Yeah.
I'll take the message.
Well, it's just those calls, isn't it?
Yeah, I can't be bothered to do a big one at the moment. I'm a bit lazy.
So any call ones, the point ones, or the normal ones is... A full number.
Normal ones are a full number. Well done, you've managed to grasp the system. Yes, the normal ones are a full number. The point ones are the calls.
All right.
Well, Vincent, thanks for calling.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Philip!
Hello.
Hello, Philip.
Is that the real Ian Lee?
It's the real Ian Lee, yes.
Right, I've been listening to you for a while. It's my first time calling.
Well done, you, sir.
Yeah, I was just listening to the self-parking car stuff.
If it exists, it's a dream, but I don't believe it does.
Oh, it well does, because immediately I heard it, I just jumped straight on Google.
Oh, yeah.
And typed on Mercedes self-parking.
Yes.
And what came up was the Lexus LS460.
Wow.
All you do is just click on the screen and it parks for itself. And there is a YouTube... live show of it, actually.
Is this, Chris, is this what you've brought up here? Have you found it?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's the correct one.
Gizmondo, Lexus LS460 self-parking. Car backs that ass up.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
well, it's... Let's stop that, because I want that one. There's one... I've muffed up YouTube. I've broken YouTube, everyone. If you're trying to... I want that one, because it's only 30 for a second. It's 06, Taste of Lexus, OC, LS460 parallel parking. Okay, so this car...
The one I've got is the Tech E-Blog.
Hang on a minute.
It's the second one up from the search.
Hang on a minute.
Yeah, if you click on that one, it says self-parking Lexus LS4.
Well, he's not... Well, if that's the case...
Yeah.
Then that is... I don't... Right, hang on, which one have you got?
The one I've got is the Tech E-Blog.
Tech E-Blog?
E-Blog, yeah. You know, when you type on the Mercedes self-parking, and then all the other places shows up, it's the second one down. There's one that says London Mercedes Servicing, and then the next one down.
Hang on a second, Chris has typed in Lexus. No, I've got Princess Diana. What's that got to do with it? I miss your love. No, it's Mercedes self-parking.
Yeah.
On YouTube?
Yeah. No. On Google.
Oh, for goodness sakes.
On Google.
Mercedes self-parking. You don't need to say it slowly.
Yeah.
Oh, hang on. Search the web. Hang on. Search. Self-parking. Hang on. Which one? Techie blog?
Techie blog. That's the
okay,
one. Click on that.
Yeah.
And then scroll one line down and then you would see Gizmondo.
All right. Yeah. All right, I got it. I'm clicking play.
Click on play.
Okay. Let's have a little look. Okay, because I know it's not great radio, London, but this is
I can't believe I'm talking to you because I've been listening for a long time.
Well, it's good that you've called in with this because it's got a computer screen. Lexus Park Assist. Check surroundings for safety. Here we go. Yeah. All right, so we're in the car.
Yeah.
You point which way you want to park, left, right. Oh, look at that, man! This is brilliant. So a picture comes up of the street and the space you want to park in.
Yeah.
Oh, man! We're living in the future, boys and girls! We are living in the future. The car is parking itself! Oh, man, it's doing the stick. Oh, God.
Yeah.
All right, I'm selling the house. I'm selling the car. I am buying one of those.
I'm a bit of a geezer person myself, so...
listen, Philip, thank you so much for that.
You're welcome.
Have a great evening, man. There we go. It happens. It works. Oh. Chris. I've seen what I want for Christmas, mate.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is it Gizmondo?
Well, it's the car that parks itself.
Oh, wicked.
From you?
Oh. Alex?
It's the Travel News Now with Karen.
Looking at problems continuing on the tubes. Even now, there are severe delays on the central line. On the trains, Angel Road train station is closed after an incident. Now, if you're heading out onto the roads, we've had reports that traffic is very slow on the Essex stretch of the M25 clockwise at junction 31 for Lakeside. The North Circular, that has a lane shut for resurfacing works eastbound at Bounds Green Road. This is normally a very busy stretch of the North Circ anyway, so I'm expecting that to cause some queues. The A5 is closed through Maidervale in both directions between the Marylebone flyover and Hall Road for resurfacing works after the burst water main that happened last week. In Chelsea, Kings Road, that's closed in both directions between Beaufort Street and Edith Grove, where they're doing gas works. And there are several works that are going to be starting up on the motorways at 10 o'clock in around 15 minutes from now. You can check those out on our website, that's lbc.co.uk, and then just click onto the travel pages. LBC 97.3 Travel, more throughout the evening.
The final contenders for the London mayoral candidacy are in, and it looks like the fight for the biggest job in London could go all the way. Hear the mayor, Ken Livingstone, answer the questions that matter when he talks to Nick Ferrari this Thursday morning. Nick Ferrari at breakfast, weekday mornings from 7, LBC 97.3.
We are gathered here today to witness the sale of an endowment policy through AAP, Charles Edward Arthur. Do you take this endowment policy and promise to sell it through AAP, forsaking all thought of surrender forever?
I do.
And will you have much more cash as a result?
I will.
The ring, please.
Hello, AAP.
I now pronounce you potentially much better off. You may now kiss your unwanted endowment goodbye. If you're about to surrender an endowment policy, don't. Sell it instead through AAP. Call 0845 073 1960. That's 0845 073 1960.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
We're nearly done. 12 minutes of the show left. Clive Ball is on at 10 o'clock. Basil, do you want to show off?
I do, Ian. Yes, please.
Away you go.
I'd like to combine two topics. The one about the... I think it hasn't been mentioned again for a while. Have you ever met a famous animal?
We've only had one call, and it turns out actually that wasn't a famous animal. The owner was famous. But yes, have you ever met a famous animal?
Yes, I have, and I'd like to combine that with my showing off.
Away you go, sir, and you know what to do when you're done.
I can't slam it down because it's a mobile.
Can you make can you sort of imply in your tone that you're slamming it down? Make a noise. You'll find a suitable noise, Basil. Away you go.
I'll rattle the phone around a bit.
Good lad.
I met down near the south coast, I met the horse Black Beauty.
Has he put the phone down yet? Basil, you've not put the phone down. You still got your phone on?
Have I?
you just rattled it around and didn't put the phone down.
Hang on then.
Do it again.
All right.
That's better. That's so rubbish. Oh, I've actually got tears in my eyes. April, would you like to show off?
Yeah, go on in.
Go on then.
Okay, bit of a complicated story, but to cut things short, I was brought up with basically just my mum, and this month I found out my granddad passed away, which was on my father's side, which, yeah, it's not very nice, but I didn't know him, and he'd left a lot of stuff to me, so basically I want to show off because I've become quite rich.
Hang on. What? How much has he left you then?
He's left with, well, all the assets and the money is just under 6.5 million.
Shut up, has he?
No, I don't want to shut up.
You have just made that up.
Yes.
You've been left by, and you never met your granddad.
No.
You've just been left by your granddad. You never met 6.5 million.
Yeah, fantastic.
How old are you, April?
I'm 22.
And are you fit? Don't really matter. It doesn't even matter.
Funny.
April, well done. Good showing up. What are you going to do with it?
Well, basically, I need a bit of advice. I'm thinking about opening a club over in Ibiza, but I need some ideas for the name.
Yeah, that's a good idea, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah, well, do that with all that, with that money that you've just inherited, the 6.5 million. Open a club in Ibiza.
Yeah.
Yeah, do that. That is because that is not a stupid idea. That is actually a very sensible idea.
It's fantastic. Can you give us a favour?
What?
I need a name for the club, and I need some ideas.
Why don't you call it the Muppet Bar? Because that's what you are if that's what you do. I don't believe a word of that. I do not believe a word of that. Richard!
I am...
Hello, sir.
Booker Prize.
The Booker... Oh, yeah, the Booker Prize, yes.
It's named after the Booker Wholesale Company that used to be based in Eastcote.
So, the Booker Wholesale Company,
They sponsored the prize.
Then we asked the same question, Richard. The Booker Wholesale Company, are they named after a booker, or is it because they wholesale books?
I would imagine they were named after a booker.
Well, that's a coincidence then, isn't it?
But nothing to do with books.
It's a bit of a coincidence then, that it's Booker and books.
Indeed. Probably why they did it.
Probably. Richard, well, thank you for that. You've cleared up a mystery that every year it pops into my head and I never bother looking up the answer, but you've cleared that up. Thank you, sir.
Your pleasure.
Cheers, Bob. Yeah, it was. Pat!
All right,
Pat!
How's it going?
Yeah, good. What can I do for you?
Yeah, I've got a gold tooth, yes. And like Vinny's mum,
yeah.
The dentist said I have to have it, and it was only 30 quid.
30 quid for a gold tooth?
Yeah, well, it's one of my back teeth. It's not.
Vincent seems to think it costs £1,000. I knew that. I remember my dad getting one when I was really young, and I thought it cost like 200 quid or something.
Oh, maybe it was NHS, so he only charges 30 quid.
You can't get a gold tooth on the NHS.
Yeah, man, bargain.
And it sounds like a bit of a con, though. If the dentist is going, oh, yeah, you need a gold tooth. I'm afraid you need a gold tooth.
A bit of a status symbol as well, isn't it?
Do you? Because I mean, my dad was right at the back of his mouth, and so he was constantly lifting up his gown so he could have a look at it and go, oh, look at my gold tooth. Are you doing that all the time?
No, I used to. I used to do that. That's my showing off bit, so I'm hanging up.
All right, well done. All right. John, do you want to show off?
I do, actually, yes.
Go on then.
Ready?
Yes.
Okay. Right. Once I made Spike Milligan laugh.
Yeah, you've not put the phone down, John, either. John! You've not put the phone down. Yeah, you've done it then. No, you haven't.
I can't unlock the flaming thing.
well then in that case it's been, no, John, in that case God has smiled upon us. You can tell me how and why.
I went to see his show, and I went backstage just because, I don't know, he was signing autographs.
Yeah.
And I didn't want an autograph, so I just said to him, I've got a limerick for you, what was it, that I'd written. No. So I said, you might not like this.
Is it rude?
No.
Is it racist?
No.
Is it disablest?
No.
Is it homophobic?
No.
Oh, we'll hear it anyway.
Okay. A car driver, that's quite good, actually.
Thank you.
A car-driving man from Sardinia had a Mini that couldn't have been Minia. I'm taking it back, he complained, for the lack of the people you can get in here. He laughed at that.
That's very, very, very good. Well, John, do you want to have another go at hanging up?
How do you unlock a phone?
Don't you have to press hash or something?
Oh, OK, let me try it. If it doesn't work, then you can think of something to do.
Okay.
Okay. But hold on. Right.
Have you done it? John?
I've got to press unlock. I don't know what the hell it is.
Oh, for goodness.
For heaven's sake. I'm just going to have to leave it on all day.
Shall I just cut you off?
Okay, thanks a lot.
There we go. That's two people who dramatically muffed up their dramatic hanging up of the phone. That's quite embarrassing. Chris!
Hi, Ian.
Hello, Chris. What can I do for you?
Two things. First of all, Les Dennis, why does he get the girls?
Yeah?
He's actually a really nice bloke.
Oh, okay. Well, how do you know this?
Well, 20 years ago, when you see somebody, when he was on every game show, he's on your TV every night.
Yeah.
And I was working for BMW. Yeah. And I was moving some cars in the showroom.
Yeah.
And he walked into the showroom with his wife then, good-looking blonde.
Amanda Holden.
And I thought it was one of my mates. Because I just recognised his face. You know
yes,
that?
Yes, yeah, I know that phenomenon.
And I went, "Hello, mate, I've been with you a minute." And as I moved the car, I thought, "Oh, you donut."
It's Les Dennis from the telly.
Yeah, and I got out and he could have made me look really silly and had some fun with me. And he just smiled as he walked out. He said, "Don't worry." He said, "I know exactly what you've done." I said, "Oh, thanks, I'm sorry." I feel such a wally.
So that's how he gets the girls.
He was just, and I sold him a couple of cars, and he was just—he's a really, really nice fella.
Chris, we'll get your other point in a second. I've just got to do this.
I'm Gabby Logan, TV presenter and mother of two, but I almost wasn't. I'll always remember the day my twins were born. I had a natural birth, but then I developed complications. I lost a lot of blood and spent the next 3 hours in the operating theatre. I never thought I'd end up needing blood. I mean, I was having babies. I hadn't been involved in an accident. But if it hadn't been for four amazing people who'd given blood, I wouldn't have survived. And Reuben and Lois wouldn't have their mum.
Your local blood bank is short of regular donors. So please visit blood.co.uk to find your nearest donor session and do something amazing. Give blood.
London's biggest conversation continues with Clive Ball.
I can say
after
that.
The
Clive
news
Ball's
on
next. Clive Ball.
LBC 97.3. Ian Lee's Good Evening.
Chris, I've got about 30 seconds.
Right. Ship's radar in the marinas. They do spin, but not in the marina, because you can see what's next door to you. They only spin when you go outside the marina.
Thank you very much, Chris. Cheers for that. I've got to move on. Luther.
I'd like to get on the air. Permission to fly, please, sir.
Permission granted. Good lad. Martin.
Evening.
Evening, sir.
I'm related to Prince Charles, very distantly.
This is good, man. I think we should do this once a week. This is brilliant. People are phoning in and showing off. Adam.
Yeah.
Yes, boss. What can I do for you?
Gold teeth.
Yes.
Right, I have gold crowns.
Oh, God.
And I used to have... they're the back molars, so yeah. They're not that visible.
Yes.
My front tooth from the left-hand side was originally a Turkish gold, rose gold, very dark.
Are you saying gold, yes?
In gold.
Yeah, gold. Are you saying gold or gold?
Gold.
Gold.
Yeah, I can't pronounce the word.
Can you not? You got all these gold teeth and you can't say gold?
Nope.
Oh, my God, no!
I can't say golf either.
Golf?
Golf the car or golf the game?
Imagine you've seen my new car. It's a Volkswagen and it's a bright yellow colour. So what is it?
It's a golf.
It's a gold golf.
Hey, listen, I can't say swimming either, but that's besides the point.
All right.
So I've got my gold tooth in Turkey because the enamel one broke.
Yes.
The crown.
Yes.
Right, the one I had in Turkey, I sneezed it out.
Oh, God.
I liked it so much that I got another one made in another country.
Yep.
Like Egypt in their gold.
Adam, stay there. I'll get the rest of it in a second. If you missed the show today, it sounded like this.
It's time for today's topical topic.
We're going to recreate the crash that happened between British Airways and a Sri Lankan airlines plane.
Yeah, we did.
Shango.
Yeah.
So, Shango, you're going to be the BA pilot.
Okay.
Alan, you're going to be the air traffic controller.
Yep.
Henry, thanks for putting up with this. You're the Sri Lankan pilot.
For Henry.
Are you ready? Steady. Recreate what happened.
Yes, I'm coming in through. I'm coming through.
Just hold your position, your air Lanker. Just hold position, air Lanker.
Air Lanker, holding position.
All right. That's Speedbird, what are you doing, Speedbird?
Yes. Oh, I'm coming through.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
You were looking down doing your instruments, weren't you?
No, I was having a smoke, I think.
aircraft accident, aircraft ground incident, block so and so.
I'm sorry about that. I was having a smoke. I'm sorry about that.
You have to close your engines down, Air Lanker, and you, Speedbird.
We'll shut down. We'll put the kettle on.
Yeah, and I'll get the tugs out, I think. But you can't just confirm that, Air Lanker, there's nobody injured on board.
Nobody injured on board.
And Speedbird, you okay? Nobody injured?
No injured on board, no. We're still assessing the damage. We haven't had any information on the damages yet.
Oh, thank you, Alex. Brilliant. Adam, I've got 10 seconds.
Okay, I use it to my advantage. I'm a decorator, I'm eccentric, I know what I'm talking about, and I get the work, and I don't advertise.
All because of your gold teeth. Thank you, Adam. Right, Clyde Bully's up next. Thank you, everyone, called in. It's an excellent show. Chris, thanks for that. Alex, thank you. 0845 6060 973 if you want to speak to Clive. I'll be back tomorrow at 7. Thank you.
On 97.3, DAB, and online, London's biggest conversation, LBC.
At 10, Met Police charge two men with terrorist offences. Crossrail is going to cost Londoners. And man, who's going to win the Booker Prize? It's 10 o'clock. I'm Holly Holland.